understand when nobody tells you no, when everybody says yes.
The following is a Blue Sky Broadcasting sports presentation. Sandpoint High School football is on the air. Welcome to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. An in-depth look at tonight's game with head coach Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatburn.
Good evening, Bulldog sports fans, and welcome in to Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, where tonight the Sandpoint Bulldogs open up the 4A state playoffs against Mountain Home. I'm Chris Chatburn, and sitting to my right tonight, the Bulldog Hall of Famer, Jay Vandenberg. Jay, here we are again. Bulldog football, it's been raining like cats and dogs all week long, and I was thinking earlier today, if this was, what, 3 years ago, we would be in for a mud ball tonight.
Right.
But that turf looks spectacular. The footing looks great. I expect field conditions won't be an issue.
Field conditions aren't going to be an issue, or the rain, for that
matter.
That's
true. It's pretty much over now.
It looks like the rain's going to be over. Yep. It's kind of blown through. So, yeah, it's going to be a great night for football, and Sandpoint gets to host a game. Mountain Home team, they made the long bus ride from LeGrand this morning to get here, and so yeah, we're excited. You know, I'm an excited Bulldog fan right now.
I know we are, and you know, you look at what they have done over the year. They've won three games. They won the first two right out of the bat, beat Burley and Wood River. Then you know, they started to get, this team has been hammered and hammered hard a few times. Gooding beat them 48-13. Minico beat them 25-0. Their last win was a squeaker over Jerome, 14-13. They've given up over 100 points in their last two games to Twin Falls and Sugar Salem, two playoff teams. With all that being said, you can't take anybody lightly, because if you do, your season might be over.
Oh, absolutely. Everything's on board tonight, right? Everything's out there. But, you know, hey, it's high school playoff football, and we're excited. I think Coach Knowles is excited about the challenge that Mountain Hope presents us. They've got some athletes. They've got some decent size up front. And it just depends on how the Bulldogs can handle it. You know, as the season goes on, you talk about, you know, staying healthy. You know, we have our own health issues.
We do.
You know, losing Will Hurst and Cody Steiger, two all-league returners from last year. They're not in the game. But then we talk about the depth of the standpoint, and we're able to replace those guys and really not lose any footing.
For sure. And, you know, with Cheryl back as well, that really helps offset a little bit. Now, obviously, the stature is not the same, but still, that is one experienced Bulldog and one tough critter, Blake Cheryl.
Blake Cheryl's a tough kid. You know, it's, yeah, excited to have him back. And on that defensive front, that's been kind of a moving parts, and some kids have actually stepped up. McElroy and you know, Levi Ballison being out for a game, and he stepped up into those roles. So it's going to be fun to see what the Bulldogs have planned tonight.
It is, because we're going to see a lot of run right up the middle tonight from Mountain Home, I'm told. So we're going to – that front line and that those linebackers are going to have to play well this evening. This is the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. Your friends at Yokes Fresh Market, located in Ponderay next to the Bonner Mall. Yokes, a part of your life and a part of the community. When we come back, we've got our talk with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles, and we'll do it after this as Bulldog pregame rolls on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yokes Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yokes is part of your life and part of our community. Yokes Fresh Market.
And we're back here, Yokes Fresh Market pregame show, postseason edition, and we are talking with the district champion, number one seeded head coach of the Sandpoint Bulldogs, Coach Knowles. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the district championship, earning the number one seed in the 4A's. That's pretty special.
Well, we've taken this whole season one step at a time, and I'm happy to say thank you for the compliment. And, you know, it feels good. It feels good to get step three behind us. You know, that was to be district champ and to have some home field, home games, home field advantage. And we earned that. We were eyeballing that one seed, but you don't really know with Max Preps. And I do a lot of looking into it just because I like the numbers and stuff. That's who I am. And you know, I've been tracking all year long. We were at number one 4 weeks ago, and we dropped to two, and we dropped to four, and then you know we get back up to two, and you know all this time we were just winning, you know, just winning games, and had a bye week in there, and. So, you know, there's the highs and lows of that. There are some weeks where I'm mad at Max Preps, and there's other weeks where I feel better about Max Preps. And, you know, at the end of the day, as I, you know, I talked with a lot of the coaches around the state, just in a professional, you know, throwing stuff back and forth. And, you know, there should be some transparency in it. Yeah, there isn't. So there's a lot of question marks. And when there's not transparency, it looks like there's some kind of hidden agenda behind it all. You know, why does Boise get preference, or why does the sure. East get preference? And, you know, I've heard a lot of that, and the people that didn't get the one seed are upset, and the people that are like us are happy. So, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of this whole tournament, there's going to be one team standing, and, you know, it doesn't, you know, everyone's just jockeying for order right now of who plays who, and that's really all it's about, because there's going to be one team left at the end.
So before we get to the game and before we get to, you know, what's to come real quick, I just, you know, I was thinking this morning, you know, your schedule lines up. You essentially tie for the league championship 4A, 5A across the board, right? You go 4-1 in league in the IEL. You beat Post Falls. You beat Lewiston. You beat Lake City. That, you know, I know it's too early for reflection probably, but that hasn't been done around these parts in a long time. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, that's the system I grew up in against all those teams. Mm-hmm. So it feels good to say that, you know, and that's what we expect. We expect to win, you know, and we expect to play a hard schedule and play up. And, you know, all of that says our resume, you know, because again, I'm very, very proud of our number one ranking and being able to say that. It took a lot of hard work, and we have a heck of a resume, you know. And you know, you look at the one team that's, you know, disgruntled, Pocatello, because they moved from 1-2
sure,
after having a big win. But, you know, I would say, hey, put our resumes next to each other, and someone had to decide, you know, something had to decide, and we absolutely deserve what we have right now. And as I keep telling the boys, let's deserve it after this playoff system. So
okay, sure, that's a great way to look at it. When we turn our attention now to the game that was played last Friday night, there was a little bit of adversity at times, but boy, it sure seemed like you guys had it dialed in from start to finish. You controlled almost all aspects of the game, and it was a fun game to watch, because you just slowly but surely took them out of what they were trying to do and increased the lead and really put up what I thought was a pretty nice performance.
Yeah, well, I mean, we look at the three phases, and it didn't really strike me until about Sunday night how dominant our special teams were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you open the game with a 78-yard kickoff return. You back it up with 7-for-7 touchbacks from our kicker, and, you know, it was almost like a joke towards the end. Can he make a field goal? You know, like he dang near
did. Well, he one hopped it in.
Right, and you know, doing a great job, takes a huge component of their return game off the field. You know, we made our first field goal of the year, which, you know, we don't try a lot, but Jacob Gobe drilled that field goal, and with plenty to spare. They tried two field goals themselves, and we got our finger on one of them. It hit the crossbar and bounced through. So, you know, I love that effort there. And then, you know, we didn't punt, which is the best punt team ever. We didn't punt one time, and you know, our punt return was. We had three punt returns, and, you know, one okay punt return, and then the other two were just out of bounds. So when you put that whole body of work together for special teams, it's like, wow, especially that opening kickoff was quite a tone setter. Offensively, I just said it, we didn't punt. You know, the only blemishes were the two fumbles late. You know, we had some rotational guys in, and, you know, hate to say it, but, you know, it's – we had rotational guys in to get some reps.
Yeah,
so
you're getting guys some carries and some reps in at a time when if the game was close, they wouldn't be in there.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they're good players. You know, just, you know, game was out of hand at that point. And, you know, offensively, you know, we're averaging 36, 37 points a game right now, which is in well in the top 10 of Bulldog offenses all mm-hmm. time. You know, we got a lot of weapons over there, and I love the way that they take care of business. You know, we can run it, we can throw it. We got the quarterback. We spread the field. It's a lot to handle, you know, and I'm a defensive guy. I think most people know that. Looking at handling our offense is not a fun task.
Well, and so. Especially when you consider, you know, now that you have Cody Newhart back, you know, you have legit threats on both sides mm-hmm. of the football. So, you know, you just can't roll to one side and say, well, if we get these guys covered, you know, we'll figure it out on the other side. There's no figuring it out. You got to have a pretty solid plan all the way across the board.
All the way across the board. And then you got the two-headed monster in the backfield with mm-hmm. Cox and Pettit. So, you know, it's a lot to defend. Formationally, we're doing a lot, and schematically, we're doing a lot. And really, really thankful to have that weapon because I really keep saying it. It puts pressure on the opponent's offense to perform as well, which always helps a defense. You know, when a defense has to be perfect, it's hard. It's really hard. But our defense has been doing a fantastic job, in my opinion. But at the same time, we've had that working for us to where we've been playing defense with the lead that provides that stress strain, mm-hmm. I should say, on the offense. So, you know, and defensively, like I say, they had some weapons, they had some speed that is mm-hmm. that is proven over the course of the season, and I thought we did a great job managing it. I mean, they had the 180 yard touchdown run that that guy's been doing it all year, and we let him sneak out, and he showed mm-hmm. what he was doing all year. Other than that, kept them in check. Their receiver, number 88, I know was a big part of their game plan, and I couldn't, you know, I say names, Kobe Barlow played on him and did a fantastic job all night, including a couple breakups that were just signature breakups, you mm-hmm. know, like the receiver has a ball in his hand and he's digging the ball out, yep. and, you know, especially on that 4th-and-1 post ball over the middle. You know, he dug that out, and that's a turnover. That's a flat-out turnover. He catches that, or Kobe doesn't dig on that. That's a first down. Instead, it's our ball. So, I mean, that's in every right. That's like getting an interception or a fumble.
And I thought your defensive backs had their best game as a group
yes.
of the year.
Yes.
You know, McCorkle was good. You know, had that one insanely questionable pass interference call where he played perfect defense.
Oh, we watched it on film, and there's He was accused of pulling his jersey before the ball was in the air,
mm-hmm.
and there was no pull, and he was in position to make an interception until he got pulled down. So I feel like, you know, it's
gonna
the way
happen.
It is. You know, be overly critical of the officials, but yeah, I thought that was a missed call. But thought he played great. Jack Zimmerman had some tremendous mm-hmm. plays, and has been very steady all year, and you know, playing with a new post player, and Coda Hartley, thought he did a fine job for his first game of being in charge back mm-hmm. there versus stepping in for somebody. So very, very proud of our defensive backs, very proud of the way they played that game.
All right, well, let's turn our attention to the game that's coming up here in moments. All that matters now, this game and what happens at the end of it. So tell us a little bit about Mountain Home. When your defense is on the field, what are we going to see from them?
They have a their base offense is 10 personnel, 4 wides. they do a lot of quarterback run or direct snap to the running back.
Oh, okay. So
he basically becomes the quarterback run. And they like to run in between the tackles quite a bit with a few different schemes. They have some tall receivers on the edge that they'll get the ball to on regular drop back pass, but they'll also use a lot of screen game,
mm-hmm.
A lot of throws behind the line of scrimmage where they're setting up the blocks, and you know, they have a couple of sub packages where they bring in some more bigger bodies and go down to one wide receiver set, reminiscent of like Hillcrest last year.
Okay,
you know, where they're packing it in and a lot of misdirection and guys crossing, coming out of that thing at every direction, and you know, so they have that, and you know, they have a big offensive line, and you know, so we'll they're pretty evenly balanced between run and pass.
And then when we have the ball, their defense, what are they trying to do?
Very multiple. They change quite a bit. So it's been one of the tasks this week is trying to figure out what they're going to do this week. They've gone from a lot of different coverages to a lot of different fronts, and really almost echoing last week. Lakeland was very similar. They were very multiple and exotic is the word that I like to use. Exotic.
Okay.
And, we're going to see the same thing this week, an exotic defense.
Well, hopefully we see the same thing on the scoreboard when the game is over as well.
That's the goal.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, and fingers crossed that we do this again next week.
Sounds good.
And we'll wrap up your Yolks Fresh Market pregame show after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolks Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolks is part of your life and part of our community. Yolks Fresh Market.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
I can't remember.
All right, we're back here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Chris Chapman, Jay Vandenberg, and Statman Extraordinaire Barry Burke.
Legally.
For tonight's contest here.
The coin, Jay, and for the Bulldogs, get out to another quick start and just see how it goes from there. I think that's the plan, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, last week, you know, Chris, we talked about just, you know, the offense getting off those good starts, and last week was really their best performance. You know, they got off, every time they touched the ball, they were moving the ball down the field. Don't think they punted until maybe late in that
the
fourth quarter.
Second stringers were in.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, you look for, you know, what's the poison? What are you going to pick? You're going to pick Garrett Cox? You're going to pick Parker Pettit? And last week, Lakeland picked Garrett Cox, and, well, Parker Pettit had a huge night, and, you know, and you know, he's the cat. He's what makes this team click. He's really been efficient throwing the football. He doesn't throw too many. He doesn't make too many mistakes. He had a couple drops last week that were, that were catchable balls. But again, what's Mountain Home going to do? You know, what's the key? It is really a Garrett Cox and a Parker Pettit show here. And what are they going to do? Contain one of these two guys?
Well, it's one of them. They better contain both of them if they hope to win. Because if they only get one, it's not going to be. It's not going to be enough. We know that for sure. The Bulldogs won the toss and have deferred. That means that the Interstate Concrete trucks that have been around Sandpoint for more than 30 years, and that means that we are just about upon Bulldog football. A high school Bulldog football, Interstate brings you the opening kickoff here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103. So the opening kickoff will likely be, as it has been many times, a touchback, we would imagine. Although Mountain Hope will send some guys back there in the vain attempt that they'll get a chance to return them. Back deep right now looks like number 13. That's going to be Xavion Parker and maybe number 19 on the far side. Well, they don't have a 19. He's not turning his jersey my way. So we'll say it'll be some other guy who will be watching the ball sail over his head. So the official getting ready to give Lascoon the ball so the Bulldogs can get this 4A state playoff game underway. First round action. There's some scores across the state. We'll tell you about those as the evening wears on, as most of the games are an hour ahead of us, obviously, with the Mountain Time Zone differential, although the Pocatello game is starting in 15 minutes. Must be a TV thing. And this is going to come three-quarters of the way through the end zone. And at the 20-yard line is where Mountain Home will get things started here as they come out. And Jay, talking to Coach Knowles, talking to Coach Benefield this week, you're going to get a lot of direct snaps to one of two guys and runs up the middle. They like to keep it between the tackles.
Yeah, you know, that means, you know, hey, the defensive front, you know, I know we're going to mix some things up on, up front there with two defensive tackles, and you got a wheel backer and a defensive end. So, we're going to stack the line of scrimmage a little bit more than what you'd normally see against this Bulldog defense. But look for
both the linebackers, Wimmer and Benefield, to have big nights.
Okay, well, I don't know how good the quarterback is as they hand it off around the end, and the guy running trips over his lineman, although it wasn't going anywhere anyway. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. Gus Winning is the quarterback, number 17. So he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Yeah, nothing happened there as he comes in motion all the way across the field, try to get the edge, and he's just tripped up by his own guy. They're able to get back to the line of scrimmage, but no gain on that play.
So here we go, up to second down and 10. Near side hash, once again, two backs in the backfield. This one is a snap directly to the running back that goes for maybe one or two up the middle. That was the running back number 32, Taylor Pearson.
Yeah, again, just a direct snap to him, and he tried to take it off that right side, Chris, and boy, good job just on that left side between Cheryl and McElroy and Joseph Hughes, and they really just stuff it up and allow Wimmer to come up and make the tackle.
And this is, I believe, where you're going to want these guys, right? Third and long. So that's what we're facing. Third down, going to be 9. Fake handoff. They throw a pass out into the flat. It's incomplete. So it's a 3 and out for Mountain Home, and they'll punt it away to the Bulldogs, who will get pretty good field position.
Boy, just a quick little slant there, and Kobe Barlow does a great job of reacting on that football, and the ball thrown a little high but catchable, and it just goes right through the intended receiver's hands, and it falls incomplete. The Bulldogs defense does a great job forcing a punt here in third down or fourth down, a long 9.
The snap is back. The kick is up and away. It's going to hit the ground, and Cox is going to let it roll wisely as it goes all the way down inside the 25-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs at that point.
Boy, a low snap came back there. Good job by the punter for Mountain Home. Is he able to field it? But he gets it off, and he kicks a low liner, and the ball just rolls, lands about the 44-yard line, and rolls all the way into the Bulldogs' 20, up to 24. They're going to mark it at 25 here, Chris. Bulldogs offense on the field here to start their first series, you know, led by Parker Pettit. Parker Pettit's got Garrett Cox off to his right. His four receivers, they got Newhart, Frank, Vandenberg, and Kuhn in the double situation here. Parker takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Cox up the middle. He's able to get free through the first line of scrimmage and pick up 4 yards on that first down carry there. Nice job by Garrett Cox, making the first guy miss and picks up some positive yardage.
Had a pretty nice tackle, too, as well in the secondary there for Mountain Home. So second down, they give him 4. It's second and 6 as Pettit looks to the sideline. Cox standing right beside him. Now he shifts up. Bulldogs, Parker Pettit, about the 24. Another handoff to Cox up the middle. This one, not much doing. Right back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yeah, trying to run right there, right behind Stockton in the center and Laybourne, and that time just a little pinch on that defensive front by Mountain Home. Nowhere for Cox to go to, and puts the Bulldogs in a third down and 6. Not a bad situation here, but still, you'd like to see some little bit better yards on that gain there by Garrett Cox in that offensive line.
So third down, Bulldogs looking to keep the chains rolling. Pettit back, throws it out. It's caught by Newhart, who's wide open. He stutter steps. He cuts inside, and he's beaten by the one man who could keep him from going to the house. And the Bulldogs get a first down, and they are out across the 45-yard line.
Yeah, pretty simple. You know, Mountain Home playing off about 15 yards on Newhart, who's lined up in the slot, but just the wide receiver. And he's able just to break off a little 5-yard out and make the first guy miss and picks up a nice gain, about 14 yards on that third down conversion. The Bulldogs at their own 46. Bulldogs in the that wing tee offense. Everybody bunched in there.
Hand off up the middle again. Cox driving forward. Gets about 4 on this one. And it's going to be second down and 6.
The Bulldogs going back to that, you know, this series that it worked so well at Foles Falls. They haven't had a whole lot of success, you know, since then, Chris. But, boy, you know, they do a good job up front that time of making some nice blocks, and he's able to get 4 yards. Bulldogs second and six. Park Pettit takes a snap, hands it off to Cox. He tries to get it out of the right side, and he stood up, still fighting, but he's going to be get forward progress out to maybe a half a yard, out towards the 50, maybe the 49 of Mountain Home, but really nothing happened there for Garrett Cox. As Mountain Home does a great job of wrapping him up. And Cox is a tough guy to wrap up, Chris, and that time they were able to stop him for no gain as the Bulldogs, again, third down and six here.
So this time Pettit has Cox slide to his right and just about a yard behind him. Bulldogs with four wides on third down run the option. Pettit keeps it. He goes up the middle. He runs into a wall. It's going to be fourth down and three. And I think the Bulldogs, Jay, what do you think? Go for this one?
Oh, I think they got to go for it. Nah, they're going to punt it away here. Be a little conservative here to start this first drive. You know, it was quite the defensive end crashed so hard on Parker Pettit there on that option play. And if he tosses it out to Garrett Cox, it's a touchdown. But you know, Parker just didn't pick up that defense end quick enough, and he ends up keeping it and gets stopped just after a 3 yard gain.
So here we go with a fourth down and a punt, and Cheryl punts it high. It's going to hit inside the 20 and roll out of bounds as the receiver doesn't even attempt to go near it. So it's going to be first down for Mountain Home, just outside, what is that, about the 14-yard line, it looks like?
Yeah, that looks about the 13, it looks like. Boy, nice punt there by Blake Sherrill. It's good to have him back punting duties, you know, tonight. And he's getting to play a little defensive line now, too. He looks like he's 100% healthy and ready to rock and roll.
So Mountain Home comes back out on offense. Their second possession, they went three and out first time around. Again, the quarterback winning. Takes the handoff, throws it into the slot. It's dropped, hit immediately as they were trying to get that one, it looked like, to Xavion Parker. And Parker, they hit him on the hands. He just couldn't growl it.
Yeah, pretty good. Well, you know, a little play action fake. He fakes the handoff to the running back off to the right side, Chris, and he pulls it and throws a quick slant to Parker. And a really well-thrown ball, but just unable to hold on to it.
So second down and 10 coming up for Winnings in the offense. That snap, I believe, went to the tailback that time, 32. Nope, it was Winning, sorry. As they stand right next to each other, and no gain on the play.
Yeah, again, trying to run off the left side. Again, a good job by McElroy. And look like Ballison is doing a good job just getting off their blocks. They plug the holes and stop Winning for no yards on that gain.
On the out, it's wide open. It's tackled at the 21. That's going to be just short of the first down. I think Wimmer with a first down saving tackle right there from behind.
Boy, I tell you, that looked like a big play there happening for Mountain Home as Wimmer, you know, that's his key. He's got the running back out of the backfield, and boy, he sprints out there, but he make up ground on the intended receiver and really makes a nice tackle from behind, a shoestring tackle to bring the Mountain Home and force him to punt here at fourth and three.
Yeah, Winning's not only the quarterback, but the punter. Snap is back. Kick is off. It's a liner that's sort of going to be taken by Cox at the 40. Makes the guy miss. He's at the 45. He's at the 50. He's got a wall at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He needs a one block, and he's not going to get it. But the Bulldogs have a first down and 10 inside the 15. What a well-set-up return there after Garrett Cox made the first guy miss.
Boy, you know, he looked like he was trapped between two guys, but he makes the first guy miss and gets that wedge off the left side, the near side, the Sandpoint bleacher side. And, boy, a big wall of blockers, and he's able to return it all the way down to the Mountain Home 13-yard line. First big for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bulldogs set up on the doorstep. And now they come now to the football to get this second possession off and rolling. Bulldogs in a fine field position. Inside the 20, Pettit hands it off to Cox. He's to the outside. He's at the 10. He breaks it to the farther outside. He's at the 5. It looks like they're going to knock him out at about the 1. They'll say 2. That should be good enough for a first and goal for the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
just running it wide off the left side. He gets the corner. Good block. And you know, by Darrell out to that left side, Chris, and then looked like Max Frank doing a good job on his cornerback blocking and allows Cox to pick up a big gain, and the Bulldogs look to put some points here on the board at the two-yard line.
Sandpoint trying to get things rolling here and get on the scoreboard first. Then we've got flags fly in Bulldogs. Oh, no, they're going to say it's defensive offsides, looks like.
Yeah, just a nice hard count there by Parker Pettit, and they're trying to guess it and really find out. And boy, they get the Bulldogs are you know, get that extra 1 yard.
So first and goal now from the one. See if the Bulldogs have any better luck from the 1 yard line than the football team I watched last night. Cox is into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Bulldogs go up 6-0, 4:34 left here in this first quarter of play. Sandpoint strikes first blood.
Hey, not a lot of push up there up front by that that left side behind Carson Laybourne, but it was just enough to allow Cox to you know, basically just go over the top and get in the end zone. It's the Bulldog strike first here tonight, Chris.
So the extra point attempt is forthcoming. Snap good, hold good, kick through the uprights. Bulldogs lead at 7-0. We'll take timeout and be back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team. They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
And here comes the kick. It's into the end zone, and that's, what, about 12 in a row now over the last 3 weeks?
Boy,
touchbacks.
It's impressive, too. It, you know, it's not even – you know, a lot of guys have that line drive stuff, Chris,
yeah,
that does, you know, this carries. These kicks are up above
that's
the
right.
goalpost.
Yeah.
You got NFL goalposts down there. That ball is in the air, and, boy, Lascoon, he's impressive.
He's got a future as a college kicker somewhere if he wanted to be one.
Yeah, you know, if somebody wanted to put some time in with him, you know, kicking field goals. He's not our field goal kicker, but boy, the kid's it's an impressive leg. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so here comes Mountain Home for their third possession. So far, they've yet to taste a first down. This is a handoff coming to the near side, and it goes nowhere. In the backfield, snuffed out by the Bulldogs. Led by big shocker, Wes Benefield.
Yeah, again, just slow developing. And, you know, the Sandpoint has got some speed and, you know, at pretty much every position. You know, I mean, Levi Bouse is probably one of the fastest kids. He's our defensive tackle. He's strong. He's the strongest kid in the weight room. You got Blake Sherrill, who's a small guy stature, but plays a lot bigger than he is. And then you got your linebackers with Wimmer and Benefield. Those guys can fly around. And boy, if anything that's going to take a little long, slow developing, boy, good luck, because these guys can fly around and read the play and make some big plays.
So innings once again, this time back to pass. He's going to pass it. He drops it. Ball's loose on the ground. See if I think Winnings may have come up with it. He did. But he went to cock his arm, and the ball came out. And so it's going to be third down now. And things going from bad to worse for the old Mountain Home Tigers.
Yeah, he's just looking off. He's got the wide side of the field out there. It's we've got a safety over the top. He's looking to that left side where there's two receivers, and one's going to be flying down the straight down the field, and he's looking to get it out to the outside. And boy, just never really developed for that quarterback, and he's just swarmed under by a host of Bulldogs.
Yeah, he was super fortunate to come back on to the football. So once again, Gus Winnings the junior quarterback, back to pass, slings one sidearm over the head of his intended receiver. Would have been good for a first down, intended for number 18, it looks like, Gage Buckley. And it's incomplete. And for the third straight possession, not happening for Mountain Home Bulldogs. Should get excellent field position once again.
Yeah, boy, he was open, too. He just didn't find the ball soon enough as he was open coming down that seam, Chris. And the Bulldogs kind of gave him some room to make a play, and that ball just went right through his hands. It could have been a big play for Mountain Home.
Here's a kick that's a nice high spiral going to be taken at the 50-yard line. And Cox, right up the middle, drives into the territory of Mountain Home. Gets about 6-7 yards on the return, and it'll be a first down for the Bulldogs already across midfield.
Boy, good job there by Garrett Cox. Makes a nice catch. You know, 49-yard punt return the last time they punted it, and that one there, little higher. But, boy, Mountain Home does a great job. Just gonna make, you're not getting outside. We're going to force you to run it up the middle. And Garrett Cox does a great job of just tucking his head down, putting his shoulder pads down, and picks up 7 yards on that return. The Bulldogs are on their own on Mountain Home's 45-yard line.
So the Bulldogs have Kuhn, Vandenberg, and Max Frank on the far side as three of the four wide receivers. And there's a handoff, though, up the middle. And it's a nice run this time for Garrett Cox. He gets about 8. Cody Newhart, the other receiver out there. And so it'll be second down and about 2 for the Bulldogs at the 37-yard line of Mountain Home.
Yeah, good job right there. Garrett Cox off that left side behind Laybourne and Durrell, and he's able to cut it back across the seam, but runs into a couple tacklers from Mountain Home, but a nice gain there on first down.
Pettit back to pass, looking deep, going deep. He's got a man out there. It is caught and
dropped.
Incomplete at about the 3-yard line, going for Max Frank, and a beautifully thrown football there by Parker Pettit.
You know, those are tough catches, but that's a pretty well-thrown football down to the 5-yard line. And he throws it to that sideline where only Max Frank can come up and make that tackle. But he's got to look over his shoulder. It looked like he had it there for a second, Chris, but that's a really well-thrown football there by Parker Pettit.
So third and short. Bulldogs leading at 7-0. We'll get you a scoring update. This scoring update, as the Bulldogs feign the snap, is brought to you by Sun Rental. Proud supporters of the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. Pettit looking, throwing, got a man. It's Vandenberg. He's brought down immediately, but he's inside the 30 and down to the 28. So on the catch, Ari gets the first down, and the Bulldogs have another nice gain.
Yeah, moving to change. I love what Coach Thielbart done here so far tonight and last week. It's just taking what the defense gives you. That time, Vandenberg is a nice little 8-10 yard out, and had a pretty well-thrown football again by Parker Pettit. Vandenberg holds on to it, gets tackled immediately, but enough for the Bulldog first down.
So the Bulldogs come in tight, run their veer thing here, hand it off to Frank around the edge. He's got room. He's at the 30. He gets a block. He's at the 20, and he's going to be run out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. That's the best play out of that formation since post falls.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Frank's carried the ball maybe only 2 or 3 times prior to that time. But that time, everybody keying on Cox is in that time, Parker Pettit gives it to Max Frank, who's a very good runner in open space, and he's able to get the corner and pick up big gain, big yardage, and the Bulldogs looking to put some more points here on the board again.
Must be something about the orange and black uniforms of the opponent that makes this successful. There's Cox up the middle. He's into the end zone. And he just busts it right through for 14, practically untouched, and the Bulldogs take a 13-0 lead over Mountain Home with 1:37 left in the first quarter.
You know, I just love it. You know, they show their normal set, and then they get right into that big formation.
It causes some confusion.
And it causes confusion, and the coaches for Mountain Home, defense coach, can't adjust quick enough, and boy, it just leaves a nice hole off to the left side again behind Durrell and Laybourne, and a big touchdown here for Cox.
Another extra point up and good, and the Bulldogs lead it now 14-0, and this scoring update's brought to you by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant. For the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint, now with a convenient pickup window, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant. Just so happens I had my dinner at Jalapeno's this evening.
Gosh, whatever happened to those days where you guys used to feed me before games when I do this?
You want to be fed? Well, I'll feed you. that's not a problem.
It's just so awesome that Jalapeno's feed you. And then, yeah, it's good. No, just kidding. I'm just making it funny. But, boy, and it was good stuff. You know, Dave Demers and those guys.
Yes.
You know, big sponsor of Bulldog football.
Big sponsor of Bulldog football.
Taking care of you. That's some good Mexican food there served
the,
up.
The little one was at dance this evening, so the wife and I had dinner. Since we hardly ever see each other these days.
That's why, you got to take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you do start your days at 3 in the morning, you know, Monday through Friday. So
a little nap today always helps.
That's good. Yeah, you're getting up there.
Yes, I am.
Naps start to come into play, huh? Another kick.
Another kick and another
one.
That's
going to go almost through the goalpost.
Almost. It lands nearly on the end line all the way down at the north end of the field as the Bulldogs are headed from right to left in their very traditional home red jerseys, the white pants, the red helmets with the Bulldog paw on the side, numbers on the opposite side of the helmets. Smart-looking uniforms. I like these better than the gray ones, personally.
Well, you know, I like the gray ones for just a little bit of splash, but boy, traditional red and white—that's who we are, man. We're the Bulldogs, and pretty sharp looking guys tonight. And off to a 14-0 lead here with a minute and 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter, boy. And Mountain Home not a one first down yet. Really, just haven't really. I don't even think they have any positive yards, so to speak.
They run the fumble rooski. That's how bad it is for Mountain Home.
What?
They did. They ran the fumble rooski right up the middle for three. That's their best play so far. How many times is that going to work?
That's interesting. Yeah, you completely missed that play, Chris, but it's just behind that post. But, they pick up 4 yards. They're looking for anything to get this, pick up a first down here early in this match.
Yeah, the quarterback just spun and pretended to hand off while someone else picked up the football and grinded it forward for four. So second down and six. Winnings throws it out. It's almost intercepted. Would have been six. And a nice play to jump in front of that one for the Bulldogs from their
Coda Hartley.
New safety. Yeah, Coda Hartley. Oh, he had delusions of grandeur there because he thought he was going to the house. He read it perfectly.
Boy, that was a great, great jump on that by Coda Hartley. And again, sees the quick out to that trips to that right side, Chris, and boy, the ball just goes through his hands and falls incomplete. Now the Mountain Home here stuck in a third down and long situation again, third and six here on their own 33-yard line or 23-yard line, excuse me.
Yeah, 23, almost a 24-yard line. They need to get across the 30. It's third down. They're going deep. There is a man out there, but the pass is behind and wide to the left of the intended receiver. Once again, trying to get it out to number 18 on Mountain Home. And that sidearm delivery, not too accurate, Jay.
Boy, yeah, just a little bit of pressure, too. You know, the Bulldogs, just that front four, they're not blitzing it at all, Chris, but that front four is able to really just kind of get a nice push into that backfield, and the quarterback just not trusting it and unloads a little bit sooner than he wanted to, and the ball falls way incomplete.
There's a low liner to the far side that's going to be gathered up by Cox. He heads up the sideline and going to be bumped out at the 45 of Mountain Home. So the Bulldogs playing downhill so far have had have they run a play in their own end of the field yet?
Well, just that first series there, the punt went down all the way down to near the 20-yard line, Chris, but quickly the Bulldogs got it across midfield. Mountain Homes, six runs so far, a net of only 2 yards here through in the first quarter with 40 seconds to play. The Bulldog defense really has their number so far.
So here comes the offense back on with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs already up 14-0, looking to advance through the state playoffs. Pettit fakes it, throws it on the far side for Frank, who gets a great block on the outside by Vandenberg. Frank's at the 30. He's at the 25. He's knocked down at the 21. I think that's the first time we've seen that particular play, Jay, but it worked to perfection.
Boy, yeah, again, just this good blocking there by Vandenberg. He's the inside receiver, and, good job by Parker Pettit. Kind of looks, kind of steers that free safety off for a second, and then boom, quick throw out to Frank, and boy, good block by Vandenberg, and then Frank just uses his speed and his wheels. He's a great athlete as a sophomore, picks up big play for the Bulldogs.
So it's first and 10 for the Bulldogs, back to pass. Pettit looking all day. Now he's going to run. He's at the outside at the 20. There's a big block on the inside by Frank, out of bounds at about the 15. So it's going to be second down after the gain of 6 and 4.
Yeah, Parker Pettit just really looking to his left side there as he's got Newhart coming across the field. Vandenberg going the opposite way, and he's looking at Newhart and Frank to coming back to that short side of the field, and nobody's open. And a smart play by Parker Pettit.
Pettit this time throws it out to Frank, trying to make a guy miss, can't, and it's going to be a completed pass for a negative 1 yard. It's going to be third down now and about 5 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, just too many guys there. It's just Frank and Vandenberg off to that left side, short side of the field, and Vandenberg picks up one guy, but Frank had to make that one guy miss, and Mountain Home does a great job of making the tackle.
Well, the Bulldogs will try and score at the other end of the field here as we head to the second quarter. Bulldogs lead at 14-0. We'll be back on North Idaho's radio on Rock 103 after this.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
The Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Beer, snacks, burgers, and more. And you've got to try the chicken wrap. It's so good. Open 24 hours on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint. The Dairy Depot.
Allison inside, so yeah.
All right, we're back as we get ready for the second quarter. Bulldogs leading this one 14-0, looking to tack that on. And we'll give you a around-the-state 4A scoring update here when we get a moment. There's a handoff to Cox up the middle. Cox breaks into the inside and into the end zone. The Bulldogs are up now 22-0. And the Bulldogs' cavalcade of scoring brought to you by Interstate Concrete, a proud sponsor of Bulldog football for more than 30 years. Jake?
Oh, it's just great. You know, they bring Vandenberg into motion. He just kind of shuffles in there, and then he gets kind of up through the middle of that second level. And what a great job of blocking by Ben Stockton, Carson Laybourne, and Darrell. It allows Cox to get the second level, and then Vandenberg kicks out the linebacker, who's this guy, and then Cox reads the block, and he goes untouched into the end zone. Boy, a great play design there against this defense of the Mountain Home.
That extra point is up, and it is good for no good. It missed wide right, I guess. So 20-0 Bulldogs, and it's the only thing that hasn't gone the Bulldogs' way so far. So across the state in the 4A playoffs right now, of course, last night we had Skyline just put up Lakeland jumped out big.
It was a great game up till about a minute left in that third quarter, and then Lakeland turned the ball over. Skyline was able to go up 21-14 going into the fourth quarter, and then a pick six not too long after that made it 28-14, and things really unraveled for Lakeland after that. That game was really close all the way up until that fourth quarter, and Skyline kind of took advantage of three turnovers late. Yep. In that fourth quarter, and was able to put some more points on the board. But the game was a lot closer than what the score indicates.
Well, right now we've got Bishop Kelly up on Twin Falls at the half, 28-14. Blackfoot's beating Middleton at the half, 28-16. In the third quarter, it's Napa over Emmett, 27-14. That might be that's an upset in the making right there.
Absolutely.
If that just keeps up. The winner of this game will play Shelley and Preston. And it's been in the first quarter for a long time, so this isn't exactly that updated. But Shelley was leading 21-7, and Valley View's up over Minico right now, 22-9. That would be another just major upset.
Who's up on Minico?
Valley View,
22-9.
As the kick comes and for once doesn't make it into the end zone, must have been into whatever wind we have. And there's a return that doesn't make it to the 20-yard line, only the 15.
Yeah, you just look at that flag. That flag's, it's
yeah,
it's
a pretty good win. Yeah,
it's a pretty good win, and that one is fielded about the 1-2 yard line, and the Bulldogs kickoff coverage does a great job. Makes a nice tackle there at the 15-yard line. So even better for the Bulldogs. So that ball hangs up in the air, allows that kick coverage team to get downfield and stop the returner for about a 13-yard return on that.
Boy, if you're Mountain Home at this point, you're down 20-0. You're just at the start of the second quarter. You've yet to get a first down, and your whole offense is our quarterback and our fullback run it up the middle. which is literally running it into the strength of the Bulldogs' defense.
Absolutely.
Right into all those linebackers. You're in big trouble.
You're in big trouble. You know, the Bulldogs, you know, the schedule speaks for itself, right, Chris?
Yep.
You know, you're playing against, you know, Lewis and Post Falls, Lake City, Coeur d'Alene. And, you know, Homedale's a very good football team. And,
yes, they are.
You know, that speed, you know, the speed. And where the Bulldogs have really given up a lot of yards is just that speed back and catching the Bulldogs looking inside and able to get that corner. That's really – but anything up the middle for the against Bulldogs has
yep.
really not been very successful.
It hasn't. And there was a run for one up the middle. So they tighten up even more. They sling a pass out. It's the first completed pass of the night, a missed tackle out to the 23-yard line. So for the first time this evening, the third down going to be a short one, completed outside to James Sable. And it's going to be third down and two for the for the Tigers here. And, Jay, I hate to say it, but with 10:45 left in the first half, I think they're in four down territory.
Yeah, I don't know, Chris. You know, a lot of things can happen here. But, you know, at that time, just a quick little hitch there to James Sable, Chris. And, you know, they get the ball out quickly. The quarterback, Winings, able to deliver it to Sable, and Barlow comes up and he's right there to make the tackle, but Sable's able to break away and pick up a few extra yards after the catch, but still mounting home looking for their first down.
Run up the middle, and they're still looking for their first down. Quarterback Winnings takes it and gets back to the line of scrimmage and then just gets buried under, so it's going to be fourth down now. Fourth, they'll give him a yard almost, so it's going to be fourth and 1.5.
Yeah, I don't see them. A lot of these guys are on punt team too, so you don't see too many substitutions. But and the quarterback's a punter, but it looks like they're gonna punt it here. And the Bulldogs got to be careful. Maybe look for the fake here. Again, is it desperation time here for Mountain Home, or are they gonna try to play it straight up here?
Well, they appear to be playing it straight up. Of course, playing it straight up really hasn't worked for them so well. And there's a snap. And we've got a flag down,
a timeout,
which is probably a good thing because the snap was a grounder that went past Winnings. So they call timeout here on fourth down. It's 20-0 Bulldogs with 9:34 left in the first half. This scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized Dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to help you. Proudly sponsoring Bulldog Sports, 7BTV.
Yeah, interesting timeout here called by Mountain Home with on this fourth down, and it looks like a long one, Chris. And just maybe trying to calm the guys down a little bit and stay focused on the task here at hand. But in a situation like this, you think are they changing their mind here, or are they going to maybe try to do some razzle dazzle? You just don't know.
I will refer you to their scores from the last two or three weeks. So they have, again, they lost 45-0 last week, 54-19 to Twin Falls, 36-18 to Canyon Ridge. So they're in a what I would call familiar position, and being that it's a playoff game, I guess maybe they're still going to punt it away, but you have yet to get a first down. You got a fourth and one.
You know, and they've ran 15 plays for a net of 11 yards. So it's not like they're picking up a yard a play. So that's a nice punt there.
It is a great punt, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 27-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over. So a great punt by the quarterback / punter, Winnings. And it's a 20-0 lead for the Bulldogs. And the offense is back on the field, and after a punt on their first possession, they've hit pay dirt three straight times.
They have after the first punt, Chris, and they're up 20-0 here. Just still got 9 minutes to play, over 9 minutes to play here in the second quarter, and really, the Bulldogs having their way on both sides of the ball against this Mountain Home team.
So the Bulldogs come out, and it's Cox standing right there with Parker Pettit. Just to his left, Bulldogs with the four wides. Newhart in the slot in the far side. Pettit back to pass, looking. And he's going to be snowed under, and he's going to be sacked. He looked to step up and run, but he stepped up right into a host of Mountain Homians, and it's going to be a loss of three.
Yeah, that time just you know, it looked like he just didn't have much time to look. He had a couple receivers open, and Vandenberg on the quick curl there in the middle of the field, but just not enough time for Parker Pettit. As that time, that defensive line front got a nice push against this offensive the offensive line against the Bulldogs, and their first big play tonight defensively.
So that makes it a second down and 13 for the Bulldogs.
Look for Newhart on the inside. He's going to be one-on-one coverage. You can see him going on a fly here.
Pettit back. They look it deep. They've got someone on the fly. It's not Newhart. It's Lass Kuhn, and Kuhn is dragging his defender with him down to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, big play there by Kuhn. Is again, you're looking for that one. No safety
almost
deep.
Almost 60 yards.
And, boy, they allow Kuhn, who lines up to this near side wide, and Newhart breaks it off a curl, gets two guys' attention. It allows Kuhn to work on that deep slant and a perfectly thrown ball by Parker Pettit. Kuhn that time able to reel it in. He struggled with a few drops here,
yep.
But, boy, perfectly well-thrown ball. There's no way he could drop that. And, boy, a big play for the Bulldogs here on third down.
No, that was literally dropped right into the old breadbasket. Beautiful throw by Pettit, another first down for the Bulldogs. And after a couple of plays, they're set up on the doorstep of Mountain Home once again. Cox gets the handoff. He breaks a tackle. He's dragging guys inside the 10. That's going to be a first down to the 4-yard line. So from the 23 to the 4, another 19-yard gain for the Bulldogs. And they are closing in on making this a 4-score game with under 8 minutes remaining in the second quarter.
Boy, you know, really not a whole lot of resistance there as the Bulldogs, you know, Theobar's taking what the defense gives them. And, boy, some big plays. And that time, you know, again, just seeing – no safety deep. It's a good running formation up the middle, and Cox able to go off that right side, pick up some huge yards, get some blocking downfield by his receivers, and Bulldogs looking to put another one on the board.
Pettit hands it to Cox again, and he just strolls into the end zone. And just like that, it's 26-0 Bulldogs, and the rout is officially on here from Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, as Sandpoint has justified their number one seeding in a major way through a quarter and a half.
Boy, yeah, just really dominant up front there on that play. You know, Durrell has a guy on his back, and Laybourne just running up the middle behind Stockton and that left side, and boy, just unable to stop the Bulldogs running attack right now.
Extra point up and good. We'll take timeout. Bulldogs lead at 27-0. Back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Enjoying a meal with friends and family is the main ingredient of any Italian dinner, and that's what you'll find at Ivano's Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari d'ore. Ivano's is open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday with nightly specials and gluten-free options as well, and each meal is made with amore. Make your reservation today at 208-263-0 or stop by our location at 102 First Avenue. Ivano's, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
And we are back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Ensuing kickoff fumbled as it came down at about the 6-yard line, and it looks like one of the Bulldogs had a real shot at it, but I think that Mountain Home was able to corral it in the end.
Yeah, you know, the Bulldog tried to scoop it up and just flopping it in that whole mess, and looks like and they're gonna
re-kick? The heck?
I don't know. Was there no?
Did we
whistle?
Kick it without authorization? I don't see any penalties on the field. Well, never mind.
That's interesting.
Just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, just reset the clock and do
this
again.
The official is talking to Kuhn right now, and he's probably saying, hey, you got to make sure that I tell you it's okay.
Maybe he's from Germany. Maybe didn't quite.
That's right. Yeah, lost in translation just a little bit there. Oh, my goodness. So here we go. We'll do it again. Disaster averted for Mountain Home on that play. This one going to get down and be taken, and it's into the end zone. It's dropped. So Kuhn, who kicked it too soon, then, you know, was sufficiently angered to drive it into the end zone, dead into the wind.
Boy, into the wind, and he drives that right to that goal line, and that is as impressive as a leg, man. We've said that all along. I'm kind of wearing it out, but my Lord, that's impressive.
That is impressive. I mean, that is dead into the wind.
And you could see him put a little more oomph in that one, too, and he strikes it perfectly and just drives the ball down. Yeah, I think he's even shocked himself.
Let's see, 20-yard line where Mountain Home still searching in vain for their first down of the ball game. And there's a run right up the middle that goes for a couple.
Yeah, the Mountain Home just they just spread them all out there and just direct snap right there to
the running back number 32. Pearson.
Yeah, he's able to get some good blocking there off that right side, and a nice tackle there on the play by Wes Benefield. As he was getting blocked too, but he's able to kind of fight off and get his pads low and trip him up there at his feet, and for only about a 3-yard gain.
So the Bulldog defense right now looking to not only throw a shutout on the scoreboard, but on the stat sheet as well. So far, the Mountain Home Tigers have not been able to procure enough yardage for a first down. There's a run up the middle. A pass to the outside, and another tackle by Benefield. They throw it once again to the man on the outside, whose number, it must be 8 that they're throwing. Their numbers are interesting. That's Lauren Wright. So it's going to be 3rd down and 2 again.
Boy, how quick does Benefield get out to that screen pass? And, man, if you cut it back in the middle, he's there to just – he tackles with a little bit of
Viciousness. He's tackling with a lot I like to call impunity.
Yeah.
He's looking to make the ball carrier feel his presence. So it's going to be 3rd and short. Snap comes to the tailback, who's going to be tackled for
Vandenberg
by Vandenberg, short of the 30-yard line. 4th and 1. Okay, here we go again, Coach. You're now down 27-0. What do you got to lose on a 4th and 1? I mean, you punted it last time, and one play later, they're already down. The Bulldogs were down inside the 20.
Yeah, I just think you're in a situation here, 4th and 1. You got to be able to get the defense off the field, first of all, But boy, what a great job Vandenberg on the left side. The ball is actually handed off to the left side, and he's able to circle all the way out, get off his block, and make a tackle from behind there along the hash mark and stop him short for that first down.
So here we go, 4th and 1 for Mountain Home, and the Bulldogs are not being hospitable hosts to Mountain Home. There's a run up the middle, nothing. Loses a yard.
Wes Benefield on that
Benefield
tackle.
Yeah, Benefield reads it. They snapped it once again to Taylor Pearson, and it's going to be a 1st down for the Bulldogs at the 29-yard line of Mountain Home.
Yeah,
second half isn't going to take very long, Jay.
Boy, when you can't throw the football with much success, Chris, and all you want to be able to do is run up the middle, it really allows, you know, you got the 4 down linemen, and now you got to fill the gaps, right? And it's just really just too many guys to block. Is it 6-on-5 And boy, if you leave Wes Benefield unblocked, he sees that. He's going to stall you off, and he did that on that play.
So the Bulldogs now back on offense at the 29-yard line. Pettit back to pass, looking, going deep, trying to get it out for Frank. It's through his hands, but pass interference in the end zone. So the Bulldogs will get some free yardage on this one. And the Bulldogs almost have as many yards on that penalty as Mountain Home's been able to procure through their entire offensive output of the first quarter and a half.
Yeah, and really just, you know, the Bulldogs, you know, like the matchup with Frank on that right side. Chris, the ball a little bit underthrown, but, you know, Frank does a good job of trying to get back to the football, throwing to the inside, and, boy, it's a pretty easy pass interference call, Chris.
So the Bulldogs are now inside the 20 again, right at the 15 after the 15-yard penalty. Looks like they've got Wes Benefield in at running back in this single-wing formation, and they give it to him. And he goes up the middle, and his first carry is going to be a touchdown.
He's in the end zone. Yeah, the big linebacker getting his first carry of the night, and he takes it.
That's his first carry of the year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, of the year. Yeah, did I say the night? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the year, and he takes it 15 yards into the end zone. You know, boy, the Bulldogs just, yeah, not a whole lot of
Resistance.
Resistance.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd say.
By Mountain Home so far here.
Extra point up and good. Bulldogs lead it 34-0, and we haven't hit halftime. We'll be back with more football after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Here we are back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, as the kick is returned out across the 20. So starting at their own 22, and then there's a flag at the end. We'll see what the flag is about. If it's a hold against the Mountain Home Tigers, it will negate what would have been, I believe, their best starting field position of the night. It's a personal foul against Mountain Home, so that will definitely do that. Helmet-to-helmet contact by the offense, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunate there. You know, Mountain Home, you know, able to start outside their, you know,
outside their 20,
and now they're going to be back in right around 11-yard line, Chris, I think. That's where I'd spot it. But, yeah. You know, some Bulldogs out there listening to the game, tuning in. Corey Millard, a little shout-out to Corey Millard.
Right,
you
nice.
Know, Bulldog 1988. Thanks for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. The Bulldogs off to a great start. And, it's a good night to be a Bulldog.
Oh, boy. So far, Bulldogs leading it 34-0. And it's not too early to talk about Shelley and Preston, who the Bulldogs will face next week. If they're able to somehow hold on to this 34-0 lead. And Shelley right now is a rolling over Preston 29-7 in the third quarter.
Yeah, a game that was played earlier this year. It was a close game, 14-12, Kelly, but they got to host it. And they're taking advantage of that home field advantage.
There's a pass. It's caught. And look at here. We've got a first down for Mountain Home to the 25-yard line. On a nice slant, good connection there. And that is the first down of the contest for Mountain Home.
Didn't get the number on that play, but a ball thrown a little bit behind him. A nice little, there's some speed out there on that that quick slant by that receiver, and he does a great job of getting open in the middle of the field. And, you know, the ball thrown a little bit behind him, but pretty good blocking up front by Mountain Home, and they get their first down, the biggest play of the night here, you know, in the first half.
We'll catch you up on some of the other scores around Idaho in the 4A's, and there's some interesting ones out there right now. 3:45 left here in this first half. Bulldogs leading it 34-0 Your Columbia Bank halftime show is looming. There's a screen play to the outside, and it's dropped for a loss. Guess who? Number 22, Wes Benefield, there to make sure that that play goes no further than the 28-yard line. It's a two-yard loss.
Two-yard loss, yeah. You know, Benefield, again, just a high IQ when it comes to football. He sees that little screen off to that right side, Chris, the wide side of the field. He picks it up early. Nobody blocks him, and makes a nice tackle for that loss for the Bulldog defense.
Yeah, we have another former Bulldog listening, Matt Ellis, chiming in from Seattle.
All right, Matt.
So, yeah, if you want a call out, just, reach out to us. We've got the time, 2:50 left. First half, Bulldogs leading at 34-0, and it's second down and long for Mountain Home. There's a long pass thrown down, incomplete.
Yeah, boy, you know,
ooh.
Jack just doesn't turn
yeah,
his head. But,
man.
But again, you know, and I guess in high school, you know, I was educated a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, no,
you don't have to turn and find the ball. You just, you know, put your hands up. But if he turns and finds
contact,
the ball,
yeah.
That's an interception
yeah,
there for
totally.
Jack Zimmerman.
Because that ball was way underthrown. The only guy who had even a chance at catching it was Zimmerman. So it stops the clock with 2:42. Bulldogs leading at 34-0. And the ball just across the 22-yard line for Mountain Home. So third and long. Mountain Home.
Yeah,
quarterback is talking to one of his H-backs, and then Mountain Home's going to have to burn a timeout here because they're just not figuring it out. So third down and 12 coming up. Bulldogs leading at 34-0. And this scoring update brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing, with two locations to serve you. Sandpoint and Ponderay since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho. And we promised a score check around the region. Let's do it. Bishop Kelly in the third quarter up 34-14 over Twin Falls. Blackfoot, 28. Middleton, 16. Emmett's closed it down a little bit. They're down now 34-21, but that one's in the fourth quarter. Valley View is over Minico, 28-12. Wow. That would probably be the most shocking upset so far. Pokey's up 10-0 on Bonneville. And as we mentioned, it's Shelley 29 and Preston 7. Of course, the Bulldogs leading at 34-0 are right here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field.
Yeah, you know, just that conference where Mountain Home comes out of Minico, and you know, just not a whole lot of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's been tough for them. You know, Minico going undefeated. Oh, wow.
Oh, there's a pass thrown right to a Bulldog as Winnings was getting hit as he threw it, and he threw it right to Joseph Hughes, who makes the interception, and the Bulldogs have it now at the 19-yard line, we'll say.
Yeah, right at the 19-yard line. And, you know, Jan and Mark Hull at home tuning in, Chris. Got theirs. Go Bulldogs. They're fired up. You know, my cousin reaching out. So, yeah, should be here tonight. You're just a few blocks away. You should be here watching in person. But
it's cold. It's windy.
Maybe with your headphones on in the stands listening to the show. But
hang out and listen to the contest here on Rock 103 or on North Idaho's radio, or for those who are not in the region, Rock 103 FM, NorthIdahoRadio.com, the two outlets where you can stream it here live and direct. Kuhn runs on late. Bulldogs need to get this playoff quickly as the play clock is winding down.
The judge hasn't given his five-second hand yet here.
Pettit takes it. Throws it back across the way. Finds Newhart. Newhart up the middle. He's dragged down from behind inside the 10, inside the 5. They'll mark him, I guess, right at the 5. So it's first and goal for the Bulldogs yet again. Wow.
Yeah, again, just trips to the right side, the short side of the field with Vandenberg and Kuhn. And Parker Pettit looks left to Max Frank, then around, throws it across, and well blocked again on the outside as he's got a group of Bulldogs leading the way, and a nice big play there by Cody Newhart and Parker Pettit.
So as the clock winds down towards 2 minutes left in the first half, Bulldogs looking to hit 40, and they do. Cody Newhart catches it in the corner of the end zone right at the goal line, and it's 40-0. In favor of the Bulldogs. Now, Jay, I expected the Bulldogs to win this. Probably win it fairly handily. I don't think I expected the Bulldogs to hit 40 before the first half was out.
No, me neither, Chris. And this has just been a dominant performance here, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But offensively, just really no resistance other than that first series. The Bulldogs forced a punt, but they've answered back big in every way.
Snap is low, and the hold is not completed by Zimmerman, who's the holder now, I guess. And it's 40-0. So the only thing that's gone wrong for the Bulldogs, Jay, they missed two extra points, or else it would be 42-0. But other than that, they've dominated on offense, on defense, on special teams, and in uniforms, too. Frankly, I like their uniforms a lot better than Mountain Home. So,
well, I'm a little
but sure. A little biased, I'm not saying that it's, you know, an objective opinion.
What are they, the Tigers? They got the striped.
They got the stripe. Yeah, they got the stripes there.
Pretty sharp.
I don't know. I don't like orange.
Yeah, it's Halloween
on a uniform.
You know, it's not Halloween. You're not a big Halloween.
I'm not a big Halloween guy. All I remember on Halloween is being in Post Falls and it being like 8 degrees, calling games in their rickety old.
God, remember those days?
Oh man, there was one Halloween weekend in the stands of Post Falls. It was the coldest I think I've ever been, and the ball goes down to the one, and then it's fumbled into the end zone. That near, literally, what in the world? The receiver just let it go over his head like it was a punt. It almost landed and died at the one, and then he thought to himself, you know, I better go pick this up. So he kind of fumbled it into the end zone. They'll get it.
Boy, that's
a
lucky break right there. Man, that ball was perfectly placed, and it just died right at the one-yard line, Chris, And again, he gave it a little bit of help to get the end zone. It's like, oh my God, it didn't go in the end zone, and that's how impressive that Coon is. That's just an impressive kick, really high. You know, with that wind, it's not going to the end zone, but boy, he just made that thing stop right at the 1 yard line, and the Tigers get a break. They get the ball to 20.
They get a break. Yes, they do. They're back on the field. They of the lone first down of the contest that they have. And once again, their quarterback, Gus Winnings, Taylor Pearson, the running back right next to him, throwing it out deep, and it is going to be picked. Right? Nobody even close. And with the football going down inside the 10-yard line, as Winnings just throws it up for grabs. And another interception for Coda Hartley, who basically, I mean, he could have called a fair catch. He was so close. So the Bulldogs are going to be set up again inside the 20-yard line of Mountain Home, who at this rate, Jay, they may just load the bus up at halftime.
Boy, yeah, just again, you know, looking to just go deep down that seam, Chris, and just not enough arm. You know, he underthrows that by about 8 yards, 10 yards. And
downwind.
Yeah, Coda Hartley just right there. It's like you said, he could have put his hand up, fair catch, and instead he reels it in and hauls it in. And a nice return by Coda Hartley, too, as he takes it all the way back inside that 10-yard line as the Bulldogs looking to tack on one more score here to half.
So starting this drive inside the 10, who gets the handoff this time?
That's Brewster.
It's Brewster up the middle, and he's not going to get much. Maybe a yard, as a nice job there by the interior line of the Tigers. And the Bulldogs are already substituting liberally here at the end of this first half of play. And, yeah, great idea. Get Cox, you know, he's got a little bit of a shoulder. No need to stress him. I mean, he's already got 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Clock winds. Brewster breaks to the outside. He's going to get into the end zone as he goes through 3 guys who try to grab his jersey on the way by. Mountain Home not really trying to step in front of anybody at this point. And it's 46-0 in favor of Sandpoint. Wow.
Yeah, not, you know, you'd want something a little bit more, you know, playoff caliber, you know.
Yes, this is, you know, the Bulldogs would have better competition if they just scrimmage themselves.
I missed it.
Extra point again. No good. It is 46-0. 1:11 left until we get to halftime. We'll be back with more football here at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Where you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
Back as the Bulldogs are kicking it off yet again, up 46-0. Bob Whitty chiming in on that game we talked about from post-fall, saying that his jeans froze to the stands that night. I don't doubt it. Here's a line drive that's going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. And Mountain Home will come out. And
boy, not a whole lot of fight right now. Yeah, drove that one into the wind, man. Yeah. What'd you call it, a long iron?
Long iron, yeah. Driving iron on that one. It was a low line drive. The wind not a factor. It Mountain Home. Cheryl checking into the game for the Bulldogs. No. And then he checks right back out. I think he tried to sneak in. He wants some of that. So here come the Tigers now. Pass thrown out and an immediate catch and tackle on the far side. Gain of about four.
I think they called that incomplete.
Did he drop it?
Yeah, he dropped it. Good job by McCorkle out there. It's, you know, quick little hitch, about a 5-yard hitch, and McCorkle comes up and gets his hands in front right when the ball gets there and is able to knock it free. You know, Mountain Home just looking to throw the football. Clock stops.
No, clock has not stopped. They're trying to. Now the clock stops. Nobody seems too concerned about resetting the clock. As Mountain Home comes out on 2nd and 10, Winning's the quarterback. With his running back right next to him, he drops, he looks, he throws. He's got a man. It's caught. It's going to be about a 5-6 yard gain out to the 26. And it's going to be a third down now and four as we're inside of 30 seconds.
Yeah, really those hitches right there, just those short little quick passes seem to be the best plays for him. That time that caught right in front of Kobe Barlow, who does a great job of just wrapping him up. You know, making a third down and four situation here for the Bulldogs. Pretty well played there by the junior corner for the Bulldogs.
At this point, the Bulldogs will let him throw four-yard hitches from now until about 9 o'clock tonight. So that's your half as Mountain Home can't get another playoff. 46-0 Bulldogs. The happy Columbia Bank Halftime Show is on the way next here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
This is the Columbia Bank Halftime Show, featuring a first half recap, including the Jalapeno stat page. Now, back to the field.
All right, we're back at Barlow Stadium, Orr Memorial Field. Chris Chapper and Jay Vandenberg opening round of the 4A state playoffs. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, Jay, when I say the first half was all Bulldogs.
You're not going out on a limb, Chris. But boy, what impressive night for the Sandpoint Bulldogs first half. Defensively, awesome. They limited the Mountain Home Tigers to 35 yards of total offense in that first half. One first down. Chris, they've only given up 6 yards on the ground, forcing Mountain Home to really throw the football. You know, the quarterback Winnings is 5 of 13 for 29 yards, one interception, just everything going right for the Bulldog defense and Coach Knowles and that secondary. They're just all over them tonight. And boy, when you want to give up 35 yards of total offense to your opposing team, guess what's going to happen? It's going to turn around and give your offense short field positions and opportunities to score points, and they did that in bunches. 46 points here in the first half. You know, the first score set up by that long punt return by Garrett Cox, the 49-yard return that gets the Bulldogs inside the 15-yard line. And boy, it's been
off
all
to the
Bulldogs
races,
for them as they end up with 255 yards of total offense. You know, Parker Pettit, efficient, 7 of 8 for 122 yards, one touchdown pass to Cody Newhart coming here late in the first half. You know, Garrett Cox, 4 touchdowns already, 11 carries, 87 yards. You know, you're going to see him he's probably done for the night.
I would bet.
You know, and then you got Benefield, 1 carry, 15 yards, and a touchdown. Cody Brewster, the young sophomore, two rushes for 11 yards and a touchdown.
And a touchdown.
As they pick up 133 yards on the ground tonight. And then, you know, boy, it's just been impressive. Vandenberg, 1 catch, 8 yards. Newhart, 3 catches for 36 yards. Frank, 2 for 23. And then Kuhn, 1 for 55 on the big third down play down the seam. It's been all Bulldogs, a lot of Bulldogs, and on both sides.
All right. Well, this is your Columbia Bank Halftime Show, and that was the Jalapeno stat page. Columbia Bank, your Northwest Community Bank, providing comprehensive solutions and expertise to businesses and individuals. They have branches in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and Bonner's Ferry, a proud sponsor of Bulldog football. Well, Bob Whitty's going to be along here with your halftime interview. He'll be talking with Bulldog Athletic Director Chris Knowles. That's on the way next. Here is the Bulldogs just eking it out, 46-0 at halftime. This is North Idaho's Radio on Rock 103.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
Enjoying a meal with friends and family is the main ingredient of any Italian dinner, and that's what you'll find at Ivano's Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari dore. Ivano's is open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday with nightly specials and gluten-free options as well, and each meal is made with amore. Make your reservation today at 208-263-0211 or stop by our location at 102 First Avenue. Ivano's, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
The Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Beer, snacks, burgers, and more. And you've got to try the chicken wrap. It's so good. Open 24 hours on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint. The Dairy Depot.
Are back. It's the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are joined once again this week by Chris Knowles, the Vice Principal and Athletic Director of Sandpoint High School, of course. And Chris, looks like we're making it through another fall sports season.
Yeah, here we are in the state playoffs, number one seed.
It's great. Of course, most of the fall sports are now winding down. Football just kicking it off here tonight. Let's talk about the other sports first. Boys and girls soccer, two different stories.
Yeah, two different stories. You know, both really, really good seasons overall. You know, obviously girls soccer had a tough ending to the season, losing in the district championship game. You know, being the number one team in the state and probably would have been the number one seed going in if we'd in the tournament, if we'd have got that win. But, you know, overall a phenomenal season with those kids. Coach Baranski does a phenomenal job with them. So I'm proud of the overall effort. Unfortunately, we kind of run into a specific type of defense that Moscow has run the last couple of years, just packing it back and playing for basically a penalty, which is exactly what happened. They got a penalty kick, scored, and it was a 1-0 game. So, you know, it's unfortunate to get the loss there, but proud of those kids.
Yeah, what a season. Sure. It's just too bad the way things line up with the number of teams in different parts of the state that they couldn't be another
An at-large or something in soccer, yeah. But then on the flip side, the boys, back in the state title game for the first time since 2012, I believe.
Yep.
You know, great run there. And Eddie, you know, having a hat trick in a game and just kids kind of coming out of nowhere to have great, great performances. I think we got a good group coming back. So having that taste of being in the state title games is really, really
reload.
Good. Yeah. So both programs are really healthy right now.
That's great. It's good to see boys soccer back where they belong.
Absolutely.
Swim, you know, you and I were talking about the swim the other day and the difference in pools between, say, the Kroc Center and here in Sandpoint.
Right.
So what does that mean for our swim team now?
It means as we sit right now, we're not able to host a home meet. Actually got some information this morning. We're working through a few things. I think we're going to be able to get one next year. But as we sit right now, our pool is not, you know, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, which is the expectation to be able to run meets. So, you know, a little bit of a difficulty there. We knew it was probably coming with the sanctioning of swim, going from a club sport to a sanctioned sport, that there was going to be some of these things that evolved. But, you know, it doesn't take anything away from how hard those kids work and the things that they do. So, but we will get that fixed. I'm really hoping next year, you know, in swim meets that we go to, that we can have fans in the doors again.
Yeah.
You know, as we sit right now, they're not in. And I really feel bad for those families.
Well, there's absolutely no way to safe distance.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah. So, but proud of Greg and his program for sure.
Absolutely. Just picked up right where Coach Brosnahan retired a few years ago. Volleyball had kind of a tough year, but they've got a bright future.
They do. Lots of good young kids. We've talked about this in the past. We've got great coaches. I was just super, super impressed. I'm spending some time coaching a seventh grade girls basketball team. And as we were waiting for our practice, the club volleyball team in Sandpoint was practicing at Farman, and there was three SHS coaches there working with young kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. That's what we need to be doing in that program right now, making sure that the skills are there that we need moving forward. So couldn't be prouder of what they've got building right now.
I also couldn't be prouder of our cross-country program, the coaches, the kids, all from top to bottom, it's great.
It's amazing. It is completely a reload situation. I mean, boys regional champions, girls regional champions with a perfect score. Absolutely unbelievable. The things that Matt and Angie get out of kids, we've talked about it 1,000 times, is just amazing. And they do it with a smile, and they're just happy and positive, and their culture is unbelievable in cross country.
You see these packs of kids running year round all through downtown Sandpoint, just constantly. And they all look like they enjoy every second of it.
I hate running. They love it.
I'm with you there. Yeah. Okay, we've got the football game tonight, the kickoff of the playoffs, what we hope are several home games. Is that we are the number one seed, so therefore, would we be at home as
all
long as we're still
as long
alive?
As we win, we will be at home.
So there's no scenario where we would have to.
Nope.
That is such a luxury.
It is, and I've had to, as my dad would say, I have to eat crow here a little bit, because I was very adamantly opposed to the use of max preps when it would for seating purposes. When it evolved, I thought it would not benefit a school like us, where we decide to schedule tough and get some difficult games under our belt. It actually played a huge advantage to us down the road, because we beat Post Falls, we beat Lake City, we played real tough against Coeur d'Alene. We lost to a really good Homedale team that's gone on to have some good success
on the road.
It ended up helping us get that number one seed through the max preps scenario. So I got to eat crow a little bit. I might be singing a different song next year. Who knows? But it did benefit us. We leapfrogged a couple really good teams in the last 2 weeks to get that number one seed. The way the scenario sets up right now is, if we can take care of business, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but if we take care of business and win, we would be at home all the way through.
That's great. And we have the field turf, so it's not going to be a mud bowl.
Not going to be a mud bowl. We've got to figure out snow if it comes, but we'll deal with that.
Believe it or not, next week is November, so right around the corner is winter sports.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, where are we at with teams starting to practice?
So they're both boys and girls basketball are running a bunch of open gyms right now.
Got it.
I'm about a week and a half away from girls basketball getting started. Coach Love and his program, about a month or so away from boys basketball and wrestling getting going. But they've been doing their off season stuff and doing the best they can getting it moving. I'm looking forward to it. I love the winter. Being in a gym's just kind of ingrained in me, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Looking forward to the second half here. And Chris Knowles, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs.
All right, we'll continue with the Columbia Bank Halftime Show right after this.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, MultiQuip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces, or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
City. And we're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, and thanks to Bob Whitty and his interview with Chris Knowles as we get set for this second half. An onside kick attempt that is corralled by a Bulldog. It's a 6, not a 10. Jack Zimmerman jumps on it right there at the 49, so the Bulldogs will take over. And as we turn to scores around the 4A's, Bishop Kelly's up 49-21 on Twin Falls. Blackfoot beating Middleton at the half 28-16. In an upset of upsets, Napa 37, Emmett 29. So the number 4 squad on this side of the, on the Bulldog side of the bracket, is out. Blackfoot would be the beneficiary of that next week. Of course, it's Shelley 36, Preston 13 in the fourth quarter as the Bulldogs are back on the field, and they have a host of backups. And there's a big run to the outside. Bulldogs at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, at the 10, and running out of bounds there is Brewster, right? There's a flag at the very end all the way back, so this is probably coming back. Hunter Garcia in at quarterback. New wide receivers.
Yeah, everybody's every
lineman.
Boy, everybody's is new, and you know, and again, you know, this whole JV squad is out there on the field tonight. And that first play, you know, from this JV squad almost went for 6 as Brewster shows his wheels. But there's a holding call on the outside by, you know, one of the receivers out there. I believe it was Jacob Gove. I'm not sure though, but the flag kind of seems to happen right here where the receivers were blocking downfield. But boy, an impressive first play there by this whole second group for the Bulldogs.
So the Bulldogs, after the penalty, will still have a first down and about 4 right at the 45-yard line of Mountain Home. So it's Garcia in at quarterback, and there's a high snap. Garcia has to just try and do something with it. And once that high snap came, he looked around for somebody to hand off to, and Jay, there was nobody there to hand off to.
Yeah, well, he wanted to hand the ball off to the running back, but it took a little time, and by the time he was able to crowd and
Brewster
turn around,
was
he
gone.
Was gone.
Yeah, that's right. So second down and 8 after the loss of 4. And the Bulldogs look over to the side. We'll get some of the numbers of names of some of these young guys that are in there. Costas Bach is in there at one of the wide receiver positions. Back to pass, Garcia. He's going deep. He's trying to get it out, and it is incomplete as Connor Hindberg was going inside. The pass went to the outside, and it'll be 3rd down and 8.
Boy, a little bit of pressure that time off that right side as the defensive end for the Tigers able to kind of get around, beat the left tackle, and put some pressure on Hunter Garcia, and he just throws the ball up there, just throws it to the outside, and you know, no way for Hindberg to make an adjustment on that play. Pretty well defended downfield.
And the 5A's, Lewiston is down 21-7 to Capitol. That is just about at halftime. And so 3rd and long now coming up for the Bulldogs. 3rd and 8. Garcia hands it off. And still on his feet, driving forward, but not going to be close to first down yardage. About a 3-yard gain that time for the Bulldogs' Cody Brewster. And the Bulldogs will send the punt team out, which is the only action the regulars will probably get throughout this second half, is some of these special teams.
Yeah, the special teams will be, you know, obviously the first squad. You know, they got to have their hats on and ready to go here. But, you know, the Bulldogs, a good start here on that second team, but just a big penalty there stalls this drive.
So, Cheryl, first punt of the night for the Bulldogs.
Second.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It seems so long ago. This kick is going to roll down and be downed by a Bulldog at the 1-yard line.
Jeez, they're fighting over almost knocking it in the end zone.
I know. I want to down it. No, I want to down it. So 99 yards from pay dirt as the Bulldogs send the second squad of defense out onto the field.
You know, it's kind of neat. You know, all these kids that get to play in a playoff game. You know, they get their letter too.
Yeah,
you know,
no
these
doubt.
Guys that wanted to stick it out and stick around. You know, JV teams, the players, they have an option to opt out and focus on academics and get ready for their winter sport if they're playing one, or stick with it. Give the Bulldogs varsity some looks at practice, and boy, a bunch of them stuck it out, and boy, they're
going to get a whole half of action.
Yeah, they're going to get a whole half of action, and they're going to get that letter. That's pretty cool.
Bulldogs having a little trouble getting enough guys on the field with the second squad, so they have to call timeout as they only had 10 guys out there, and that's not quite enough. So Coach Knowles and the defensive coaches wander out onto the field.
They
only had 9.
Well, I'm counting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They only have 10 out there right now.
Maybe that was some of the negotiations at halftime. I don't know. So 9:58 left.
Eight.
I think they have 11 out there
10,
now.
11, yeah, they got it out there.
So they had 10, and then they were trying to run on somebody late to get the requisite number. Lucas Hansen was sprinting out there late, so it'll be first down and 10 inside the 1 yard line for Mountain Home.
You know, the clock's not running, so you know
it's
the Bulldogs got to be a little careful here. You know, just you don't want this. You know, not to get away from them at all, but I think, you know, once that, if they capitalize and get that score back under 40, then, you know, I think the clock will continue to stop going in that fourth quarter.
And then there's a pass to the outside and a big gain all the way out to the 17-yard line. They just throw that wide receiver screen that time. Winnings does. It goes for plenty there. It's a big gain on first down.
Steps out of bounds, stops the clock.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now the clock starts rolling.
So here comes Mountain Home back to the line of scrimmage. Trips out wide to the right, one receiver to the left. Winning's back, looking, throwing. He goes across the middle. It's incomplete and into a big crowd. He was trying to get it to his little receiver, Parker Reynolds, number 22. And it was incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
Yeah, threw into a crowd of Bulldogs there. Lucky that ball, the Bulldogs really weren't watching where the ball was thrown, but he tried to squeeze it in between the three or four Bulldogs, and really nowhere for the receiver to catch it, and the ball falls incomplete here. Stops the clock.
Yeah, which is the last thing anyone wants at this point. So second down and 10 coming up. As out of the huddle now comes Mountain Home. They're headed towards the northern end of the end zone here in this second half. Right to left across your radio dial. Glad you're along with us here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103 for football playoff action. Winning's going to run this one, and it's not going to get too far across the 20, 21, the gain of 3. It's going to be 3rd and 7.
Yeah, again, pretty good coverage downfield. You know that, these sophomores, they're very, they got a lot of skill position players, and they do a great job of just smothering the receivers that Winnings is trying to throw to, and forces him to keep it. And a good job there by a couple Bulldogs to come up and make a nice tackle on the quarterback as he's forced to run it up the middle.
Yeah, Brewster and Allhouse at the cornerback positions there really did a nice job on that one. And for the Bulldogs, it looks like it's Connor Hindberg in there at safety.
Yeah, you got Shane Sherrill out there at the strong. Lucas Hansen. Got Merrick Bauk at linebacker.
So Winning's back, looking, throwing, going deep. There's a man out there, but it's picked. Another interception. Allshouse has got it. And he comes back the other way. So the Bulldogs will get it at the 20-yard line as the interception is made. Eli Allshouse, and again, trying to throw deep. And Jay almost passed the arm strength of the quarterback.
Yeah, you know, just really underthrown there. And it looked like he had a receiver, had a couple
did,
yards,
yep.
You know, on this deep, almost a fly pattern, but he kind of breaks it out to the flag, and boy, the ball just really underthrown, at least by eight yards, and Allshouse just right there, he sees the ball, picks it up, and a nice interception there by the sophomore.
Yeah, and a nice return as well. Gets about 20 on the return. So
he saw a lot of action in spring and summer in the league. You know, as you know, Bulldogs missing a few people, he saw some varsity reps against some tough teams. And you know, this kid's going to be somebody to look out for here in the future for the Bulldogs.
So Sandpoint now back out on offense. Hunter Garcia, quarterback in the second half, hands it off around the outside, cutting it up inside,
Cheryl.
And a good gain is Cheryl down to about the 15. So give him about 5. It'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, good job that time again. The snap coming from Chapman to send the new center into the game comes a little high, but Hunter Garcia has shown some athletic ability at the quarterback position. Goes up and gets it and hands it off to Cheryl, who finds nice room off that right side.
Garcia does the feign of the snap, and then everyone looks to the sidelines. Cheryl standing right behind Garcia, who now takes the snap. It's another high one. He fakes a handoff. Well, he thought he was handing it off to his left. His running back was going to the right. Garcia did a nice job holding his fake.
Wow.
Unfortunately for him, the defense was bearing down on him.
Yeah, just the wrong way. He really... He held that ball out there. It's like, oh, okay, you know, he's not coming. He went the wrong way, or you turned the wrong way, and boy, about the time he realized something was going on, he was met in the backfield for a 6-yard loss. Unfortunate play there for the Bulldogs, but sorry.
That looked just like they were running some sort of modified Statue of Liberty.
Don't do it. Nelly.
Third and 10 now. Garcia takes a snap. Hands it off to Cheryl. Cheryl drives forward. Going to get 3 or 4 out of this one. And then that's going to be about it. So it's going to be fourth down for the Bulldogs.
You think the Bulldogs will try to kick a field goal here, work on something that they haven't had a whole lot of success? I think so. They're going to bring in the kicker and get a little, you know, get Jacob Go, who's on the field. He's playing wide receiver. They're going to.
Well, they need some practice right now because they've missed 3 extra points in this one. As Gove comes on, he's going to try what will be a 36-yard field goal from the near side hash mark.
Yeah, the goal for him is to step in front of that football, Chris, and get some height on it and then drive it through there. You know, don't ease up on it. You got to kick through the ball.
Snap is good. Kick is up. It is a line drive, and it's no good. It had plenty of distance. He just didn't get it hooked back into the upright, kind of a straight one. And it remains 46-2 in favor of the Bulldogs here, third quarter. Halfway through this third quarter of action, this scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. And barring some sort of insano turnaround, the Bulldogs will be hosting Shelley next week. And we await the word that it will be on Friday night as well. My fingers are crossed for that personally. I see no reason to switch up the...
I'm kind of curious if any teams from the Southeast Conference even won. They had 4 teams in here, and did Twin Falls win? No.
No.
Minico lost, and, Mountain Homes lose. They're the 4 seed out of there, and who's that?
Mountain Homes getting their butt kicked. Minico's losing 28-12 to Valley View. They've lost. Twin Falls,
they're in that conference, yeah.
They're getting destroyed, 49-21. So then that's a final. Bishop Kelly beating them.
I'm trying to think, is there? It wouldn't be Bonneville. Maybe no. It's Pocatello. Pocatello,
No, Pokey's off on District 6.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. Skyline, no. Yeah,
Emmett, no.
No, that's Boise.
Yep.
But I think they got 4 teams in there. I'm just not curious. I'm kind of curious on who.
So second down and 5 right here for Mountain Home at the 25-yard line after the missed field goal. There's a direct snap and a run up the middle. Going to be a first down across the 35 to the 38-yard line. And that is as far as Mountain Home has made it towards the Bulldog end zone so far tonight.
Yeah, that's a big first down there. As the clock runs, I'd like to see them run the football, keep the game moving here, and That time they got some good blocking off that right side, and he gets that second level, and big running backs able to mow forward for their biggest play so far.
So it's going to be a first down. It's at the Bulldogs, or excuse me, at the Mountain Home 38-yard line. Winning's the quarterback, and they snap it to the running back. He's got another nice run, and he's going to be tackled, but not before he gets into Bulldog territory, down to the 45-yard line of Sandpoint. So another 15 yards on that run, just off of the right side. As the chains reset, the clock will roll. And up to the line of scrimmage comes Mountain Home. Vandals are after it tomorrow. They'll be taking on Northern Arizona pregame at noon. Kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock on North Idaho's radio. Back to pass, Winnings. He throws it. It's incomplete, nearly intercepted again. He was hit as he was throwing it. Coming in on the rush that time for the Bulldogs was number 29. Do not have a 29 on my roster.
Yeah, and again, nobody off to this left side, Chris. The field was wide open off to this left side, and but they have everybody kind of coming this way, and the ball just not a very well-thrown football there by Winings is overthrown, and the Bulldogs here getting in a second down and long.
Yeah. His accuracy is suspect with his three-quarter to sidearm delivery. Back to pass again, throwing this one. It's up, and it's incomplete and almost intercepted off the hands of the intended receiver, who was closely guarded. And then it went right through the hands of Connor Hinberg, who immediately his hands went to his helmet because he had a pick and some room to run.
Yeah, again, pretty well covered. I didn't get the number of the
It was Merrick Bach.
Merrick Bach.
Yep. So quads out to the right of the quarterback this time in a bunch.
Oh, it's Preston.
And then a handoff, or excuse me, a direct snap once again to the running back, number 32, Pearson. Pearson drives down to the 30-yard line. And on third and 10, another gain of about 15, and it's a first down for Mountain Home.
Yeah, another big play. Just now that offensive front's getting able to really open up some nice holes for this running back to get through. And as now they're able to kind of, you know, control that line of scrimmage, and they're moving the ball down the field here against this Bulldogs second group. So with Preston losing to Shelley, Chris, that's the fourth team out of that Southeast.
Gotcha.
So they're 0-4 in that first round.
Ouch. So four teams in, none advancing. There's a pass downfield, incomplete, well wide and long of his intended target that time for Winnings, who was trying to get it. They had one guy out there and two Bulldogs in the region. And once again, it was number 18, Gage Buckley, it looks like, who they were trying to get the ball to. Oh, no, that's 13, not 18.
Yeah,
that was Xavier Parker.
Going after Eli Allshouse. Does a good job of sticking with him, but then there's a little bit of contact about that 15-yard line, allowed the receiver to get a little separation with the ball thrown way wide.
Down to 3:30 left here in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading it 46-0. Winnings keeps it, runs off to the near side. He's going to get tackled after a gain of about 7 or 8. So it's going to be a third down now and 2 from the 22-yard line.
Yeah, again, just a nice little play action fake there up the middle to his running back, and he just keeps it. He's able to get to the edge. There's a good blocking off that left side, and he gets the edge and picks up eight yards on that second down carry. Makes it a third down and short here.
So third and short. New running back in there for Mountain Home. It's like number 22. He gets
Shifty.
The ball. Parker Reynolds. Reynolds is going to be close to a first down, if not get it inside the 20. That'll move the chains. First down and 10 from the 19-yard line.
Yeah, the Bulldogs kind of had that. They wanted to run off that right side. They had it pretty well defended there, but boy, he's just a pretty quick back there, Chris, and he's able to cut it back. He almost he kind of just tripped himself up. He was making so many moves there in the backfield, and you know, for those 2 yards, he's able to get 3 yards and a first down for the Tigers here as they get inside the Bulldogs' 20-yard line.
So best drive of the night for the Tigers. This one going against the Bulldogs' second-team defense. They put Trips on the far side, one receiver on the near side, and they throw the screen that's nearly a backwards pass. It is not caught. It is incomplete, and it'll be second and 10. And that receiver saw a lot of red coming his way and just said, no thanks.
Boy, yeah, and a bunch of Bulldogs jumped out there. They saw that being set up, and boy, the ball got out there just in time. Smart move by the receiver to let that one just kind of just
right. That was a
away.
Very wise business decision, because if he really tried to catch that, he would have been hammered. Second and 10 now. Winnings with Pearson right next to him. And there's a run up the middle to the 15. So third and 6 coming up as Pearson, I believe, got that carry. As we wind under 2 minutes, third quarter, Bulldogs handily in front, 46-0.
Yeah, I know it's an automatic, I think, clock run after the third quarter, Chris, if they're up by more, you know, by 40 or more. And you know, I think that the coaches for this want that clock to continue to run and try to keep them out and home out of this end zone here before the fourth quarter starts.
Back to pass, Winnings. Winnings is going to run it now as he's thrown out. Now he throws it deep and out of the back of the end zone. Then a flag flies. I think Winnings was beyond the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Beyond
That's
the line
what I'm
scrimmage.
Saying. He looked like he was running. Either that or they had ineligible men downfield, because nearly everyone from Mountain Home was beyond the line of scrimmage by the time that ball was thrown. Officials are gathering.
That'll be a loss of down, too. There'll be a 5-yard penalty. Yeah, past the line of scrimmage. Quarterback, illegal throw. So that'll be a loss of down and 5 yards. So that'll put Mountain Home in a fourth down and 11.
So they'll stick it back at the 19-yard line. So
should be a loss of down. Yep.
Should be, yep. So fourth down coming. Fourth and 10. A little confusion on the Mountain Home sideline on who should be in and who should be out. The quarterback now runs back in, and one of the linebacker running back combo guys runs out. It's number 7 and 17 in the backfield. Kalen Sykes, who then goes in motion, leaving Winnings in the backfield by himself. They throw the screen pass again, and this is not going anywhere. Fourth down and 10. You throw a sideways pass, and Cheryl reads it, snuffs it out, and a long drive takes a lot of time, but comes to no fruition point-wise for Mountain Home.
Oh, yeah. You know, you put all your eggs in the basket on that far side, so you know, there's no need for the Bulldogs to worry about this side of the field other than the quarterback. Somebody spots him up, and he tried to throw it out there to that far side of the field, and they have the numbers out there. But, boy, what a great play by Shane Sherrill. He picks it up right away. He comes up. Tough kid. Makes a nice tackle. The Bulldogs get the ball here on a turnover and downs.
So Sandpoint's offense led now by Hunter Garcia back out there. And Cheryl going to come in and do some more running back duties. First and 10. 1:11 left in the third quarter. Sandpoint, 46-0 ahead. They had that lead late in the second quarter. There's a handoff up the middle, and it goes backwards. The tackle for loss is going to be a second down and 13 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, not a lot. He's trying to go off that left side, Chris, and boy, that whole left side of that offensive line kind of gets buckled under as they just unable to do any good blocking out there for Cheryl. He's hit immediately.
So it's going to be a second down as Garcia looks to the sidelines. Bulldogs have three wides.
He's offsides.
And then we've got a flag down as it looks like one of the Tigers jumped into the neutral zone. He did, so the Bulldogs get five free ones. And the ball back outside the 25 to the 26, setting up now a second down and about seven.
Now you should be able to run this right into the fourth quarter if you want, without even snapping the football.
So the Bulldogs are lined up, but not seemingly that interested in snapping the football, as you would expect, with a 46-0 lead. And the final seconds of the third quarter winding out. Bulldogs leading it big, heading into the next round of the playoffs. We'll be back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Oh, I love family road trips. Wind in my ears. Treats in my mouth. And peace of mind knowing Les Schwab did our tires, brakes, and alignment. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and squeaky toys.
Les Schwab Tires, proud to be ranked number one in overall customer satisfaction for aftermarket tire replacement by J.D. Power 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power 2021 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
All right, here we are back at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. Chris Chatburn, Jay Vandenberg, and Barry Burke on the stats. Run up the middle for Cheryl, not much doing. Mountain Home Tigers have their first team out there. Of course, there isn't really much of a second team. They only have a few scattered guys over on the other side. I don't think they have 11 guys on the sidelines.
Yeah,
maybe close.
Count the guy on the far side there. Yeah, I think they got 11, but yeah. Boy, just too much Bulldogs tonight, Chris.
Yep.
Just, you know, boy, they had everything going defensively. Obviously, boy, the rest of the state, you know, is on notice now. Mountain Home Tigers gave them no resistance, and they had their way.
Garcia back to pass, looking, throwing deep. He's got a lot of guys out there. It's intercepted as two receivers are right exactly in the same spot, and it's going to be returned back inside the 25-yard line. And that's where Mountain Home will take over inside the 20 as we are just underway, fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading it 46-0. And, Jay, that pattern, two guys right in the same spot, I don't think that's how that's supposed to be worked out.
You know, exactly. You got two guys. You know, again, you got the backups in there. They're both running to the same spot of the field. Maybe they're just running towards the ball. But the ball was underthrown there by Garcia, and a good job there by the Mountain Home. They stopped the clock, so that's interesting.
Change of possession.
I didn't even think they stopped it on that. But it is playoff football.
It is playoffs, and you know, they may not go to Mercy Rule in playoffs. It's quite possible, as there's a run right up the middle, and it's going to be good for a run inside the 15. Down to about the 14, 9 yards on that play. As Pearson does a pretty nice job picking a hole and then just driving forward. So second and two coming up.
Yeah, again, the nice little cross action there in the backfield by Mountain Home as they fake the handoff. You know, a little, you call it like a little 34 trap, and that time was opened up pretty nicely there. Off that right side, as Coach Knowles now is going to take a timeout and get things kind of figured out here defensively. Do a little teaching, I think. Do a little coaching.
Yeah, do a little coaching. There's somebody on the sidelines. I think they wanted in, and they weren't in. So with the score 46-0, this scoring update is brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized Dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to help you, a proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports. Let's do another quick check of what's going on around North Idaho. Eastern Idaho, Central and Southern Idaho in the playoffs. Lewiston's getting hammered pretty good by Capital, 31-13. And each classification has different ways they're doing the playoffs, depending on how many teams are in there. if I can get the 4A's to come up here on my fancy computer that doubles as a phone. I guess I got to hit the right spot, huh?
You gotta
there
hit
we
the
go.
Right.
Bishop Kelly, a winner. Blackfoot, a winner. Emmett, a winner. Minico, a winner. Shelley,
Emmett
a winner. Emmett, no, excuse me, Napa, a winner. You're right. Shelley, a winner. Pocatello's up at the halftime, and the Bulldogs are up 46-0 in the only other game still going on in the 4A's tonight in Idaho. Kellogg lost a five-pointer to South Fremont earlier. Clock rolling as it's first and goal for Mountain Home at about the 7-yard line.
Mountain Home looked to put some points on the board here. Is there one play here after the timeout? Was able to get him a first down and into the Bulldogs inside the Bulldogs' 10.
They hand it off, and that handoff is dropped. The ball's still loose on the ground.
Bulldogs
and I think the Bulldogs are going to get it. They tried the end around to number 5, Anthony Gomez. And Gomez dropped it, picked it up, dropped it, fumbled it, kicked it.
Man.
Just couldn't fall on it, and the ball goes over to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, just kind of in open space there and just dropped it. You know, he was, dropped it. Yeah, Eli Althaus on that recovery is a Bulldogs. Once the ball hits the turf, boy, 3 Bulldogs get after it. And, boy, the Bulldogs team creates another turnover.
Yeah.
You know, fortunate of a
the second-string defense has employed bend but not break quite well here in this second half as the offense back out onto the field.
Our statistician is Notre Dame is in
the yes, area. He's moving off into predictions. Says the Bulldogs are going to run a 92-yarder right here. There's a run up the middle, and it's not 92, but it's about 3. So only 89 yards short of predicted.
Yeah, that time a good job up front. There's
yes.
Blake Sherrill gets off the left side, Chris, and picks up 4 yards. Bulldogs yeah, they call it 2nd and 7. I'd say it's a 2nd and a long 6.
I agree. It's a more like a 2nd and a long 6. So, Sandpoint now. Really not in any hurry to run plays, as you would expect, sitting on a 46-0 lead. Garcia with Cheryl right behind him. Cheryl's shoes are so flesh-toned looking, it looks like he's not even wearing shoes from this vantage point. There's another handoff to Cheryl. Cheryl breaks it to the outside. He's at the 20. He's got a first down. He spins. He's out across the 25. That's a nice little 11-12-yard gain for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, nice little play off that right side. That time, great blocking up front. I can't see the numbers out there. I wish I could we could see who they're running behind out to that right side. But a good job blocking. It allows Cheryl to really get to that second level, and then he able to pick up some extra yards after contact. Tough run in there by Shane Cheryl.
Looks like Nate Blagrove is one of them, number 65, off on that far side. Again, Garcia waiting. Just letting things roll down, waiting for the old back judge to start flapping his arms. So the Bulldogs can run this first down play. There's another handoff to Cheryl. Cheryl drives forward. Going to be a short gain this time before he's pounded back.
Boy,
so 2nd and 8 coming up.
You know, Chris, you were talking about in halftime after the first half, you know, up 46-0, and you talked about, you know, how far the Bulldogs have come. And
that's right.
In the 3 or 4 years, you know.
That's right. When Coach Knowles took over, we made it to the playoffs as the second seed out of our district that 1 year, went to Blackfoot and
boy, you know,
got taken out big time.
You know, Blackfoot, I think we were probably the 16th seed. Blackfoot ended up winning the state championship that year. When, you know, one of their great teams went down there, and it was real familiar to this. It was, you know, 40-0, I think, going into halftime. Just that ground and pound in a cold game.
I remember that. There's a handoff up the middle that is snuffed out for a loss of 1. It's going to be 3rd and long as the clock rolls under 7.5 minutes here in this one. You're right, and now the Bulldogs have completely reversed that script. They've ascended to the number one seed. They're the team putting the hurt on the 16 seed after a long travel from Mountain Home.
Yeah, just it, you know, that's your compliments to Coach Knowles and his staff, you know, Theobar, and just really, you know, turning this program around. And that's, I mean, we were only talking three years ago.
Yes, we are.
And where he's got them now, you know, behind a senior group that's pretty thin in numbers, but the, you know, a really strong junior class, you know, just able to really really do some great things, and the guys that all the kids have bought into it and really want to, you know, have some success and bring their second state championship trophy here back to Sandpoint. You know, it's been a long time. You know,
yep.
We've been in a few, I think, three state title games.
Yes, we have.
Well, probably more than that. You know, three in the last, is that right?
No, I think it's been three.
Has it been
since
three?
The championship, yeah. Yeah, since the last championship.
09
yeah.
and 15, and then I think, what was it, 2002 or 2003, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, and the Bulldogs you know, have that opportunity. They've got they're very well coached. We know that, and they got a bunch of guys here that have bought in, and you know, things are looking really good to be that number one seed.
Well, they're not going to get anybody to say that they shouldn't have been the number one seed after the performance they put up in the first half tonight. I mean, it's 46-0, and if they had wanted to, they could have, you know, been hovering around 70 points before the end of this game, if that's what they were interested in. There's
a punt
that's dropped loose, and nobody's on it. And finally, it is going to be picked up all the way back. Ball still loose. No, they're going to blow it dead, saying that.
Oh, he never had possession, but
that's
good, though.
You might as well give him the ball back at the 22-yard line. Boy, jeez. So, Bulldogs, great punt by Cheryl.
Well, it was a beautiful punt. Boy, you know, where do you punt that from? The 20, 22 or 23?
No, it
25.
Was he 25 punted or? It from, he booted it from about the 15-yard line. The line of scrimmage was about the 21.
It was a 25, I think, right? So, well, that's a heck of a punt there by Blake Cheryl, 10.
I mean, it was dropped at about the 30 and then rolled backwards, and they say 22 is where it was finally
corralled.
Yeah,
that's about a 45-yard punt there by Blake Cheryl. 53 yards net. That's a heck of an effort there by Blake Cheryl. Bulldog running on late there, Mason Twineham.
Yeah, Bulldogs. I don't know. I think everybody with a uniform on's gotten into this one.
If not, that'd be, you know, it'd be a bummer for all involved, right?
Yes, no doubt.
Who, you know, coaches should be saying, "Who hasn't been in the game yet? Let's get you in there." And, but yeah, that's a boy. You know, Chris, you show up on Friday nights, and, you know, I don't know how many times, you know, you sometimes wish it was a blowout because you almost have a heart attack, you know, being where, you know, you got those close games and you go down to the wire, and, you know, but tonight just wasn't, I just don't know, it just didn't feel right tonight.
It didn't. There's a handoff around the outside and a pretty good little run. It's going to be third down after the first down play went nowhere. It's third and three now as they run out of bounds, and then the official winds his arms and says, yeah, we're not stopping the clock here with it being 46-0. So the clock continues to run. And we're closing in already on the Mountain West Bank postgame show. Nearly 9 o'clock in the evening. This is Bulldog Football on Rock 103, KTPO HD2 at Kootenai, and North Idaho's Radio, KSBT and KBFI. And they hand it off this time. For a first down right up the middle and to about the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. As the clock continues to run, and the Bulldogs will celebrate another big victory. And the good news for the Bulldogs, Jay, in this is that, you know, your starters only had to play a half. They're going to be fresh and ready to go next week when Shelley comes to town.
Boy, yeah, Shelley's going to make that trek all the way up and around, Chris. It's going to be a long bus ride, about nine and a half hours. Boy, it's going to, you know, and the Bulldogs have really protected this turf.
Yeah, the Bulldogs have played great at home as there's a little bit of miscommunication as Mountain Homes put their second-string quarterback in, Caden Sykes, and the snap was a blooper that came down on his feet, and he had to pick it up and try and do something, and that something was lose only one.
Yeah, he did a good job of just really working his way back to that line of scrimmage, Chris. And boy, just a rough night. If you're a Mountain Home fan, or it's been tough. And hey, you're not the first one that's been put into this situation by this tough Bulldog team. You know, last week, you know, Lakeland seen it firsthand.
There's another mishandle in the backfield, and another good job just to turn something negative into a positive that time.
You know, Lakeland last week just, you know, basically one play. The 80 yards is about all they got out of this Bulldog defense, you know, other than, you know, with about a minute left there in that first half, they were able to take advantage of a couple Bulldog miscues, a late hit out of bounds, and able to kick a field goal. But it was a long night offensively for the Lakeland Hawks, and it's even been a lot longer night here for this Mountain Home Tigers team.
When, you know, you think about it, a Mountain Home, you know, all those guys down there, they play in 4A's. They're not scheduling up and playing 4 or 5A teams. And, you know, that really comes to bear at this time of year. If you can survive that, now there they go with the fumble Ruski again. And this one goes for 3 yards.
Wow, it's just crazy. I have not.
2-1.
I just have not seen that
game.
You know, I remember calling a game. I think you had moved to California this time, but I was calling a game with Bob Whitty, and it was Bishop Kelly. And, you know, Bishop Kelly went to that fumble Ruski, and it was a semifinal game.
I went and watched that game.
You might have been back.
Just watching you guys do it.
And they pulled that off with great success, and it really broke the Bulldogs' hearts because we had a good team, and they came all the way up here in that semifinal game and walked away with a win on that fumble Ruski there with about a minute and a half or two left. And, you know, but that's the last time I've seen it. And, you know, one of those plays that's been kind of, you know, brought back to life.
Apparently. If you're a Mountain Home, it's a staple of your offense, and that's a tough way to go.
Yeah.
So we're in the final minute now. Bulldogs just about ready to put the finishing touches. Maybe one more play for Mountain Home. As the Bulldogs look like, barring some sort of last-second miracle, they're going to produce a shutout here in the first round, and a nice submarining tackle there by Cheryl on first down and a short gain. Under 15 seconds left. Bulldogs, well, this one's been in the refrigerator since about midway through the first quarter. The Bulldogs came out and just put it on Mountain Home, and they're going to win this one 46-0. Your Mountain West Bank postgame show just around the corner. We'll have it for you next here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
One thing the Sandpoint Bulldogs are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big, happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor Sandpoint High School sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces, or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team. They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
One thing the Sandpoint Bulldogs are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big, happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor Sandpoint High School sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Mountain West Bank Postgame Show. Coming up, a talk with Coach Knowles, the Jalapeno stat page, and the Mountain West player of the game.
And welcome back into Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, here waiting for Coach Knowles to finish talking to his charges on the Mountain West Bank postgame show. And the Bulldogs completing a 46-0 thrashing of Mountain Home. And guys pretty excited after a pretty pedestrian and easy victory. They're breaking their huddle right now, so we'll be talking with Coach Knowles here in just a second. Well, you took care of business tonight and took all the excitement out of the game pretty early.
Yes, sir. We worry about this and prepare for that and prepare for this. And, you know, our boys, I think, understand that, and they showed up and they just executed to perfection in the first half. You know, offensively, I think we got stopped on that first drive. And, you know, after that, it was a touchdown every time. And that defense, we were trying to keep them no first downs. But they got their one. So I was proud of our, you know, I'm proud of our guys. They played. They have to do it. And we felt like this was, you know, we could do this, and it's good to see it happen.
So yeah, and you got your starters only really had to play a half, so they'll be good and rested for next week when Shelley makes the trip up here.
Yep, and that's what I heard is Shelley beat Preston, and it's great to see none of our guys on the trainer's card over there getting fixed up. And yeah, I mean, that's one of the advantages of getting a one seed too.
All right, well, hopefully we'll hear that bell ring after the game next Friday night as well.
Yeah, very much. Thank you.
And we'll throw it back up to Jay for your Jalapeno stat page here on the Mountain West Bank postgame show.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Well done, and congratulations to head coach Ryan Knowles and the whole coaching staff as well. They came out and just dominated after that first possession. Bulldogs forced a punt, and they never looked back as they end up cruising to victory 46-0. 46 unanswered points in the first half. A lot of JV guys, second teamers, got an opportunity to play the most of the second half and really held their own. The future looks bright for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. And again, welcome to the Jalapeno stat page. And, boy, you know, not a whole lot to say here. We'll start with the Mountain Home. You know, they end up with a total of 141 yards, you know, but the biggest number of all is the zero on the scoreboard. Again, as the Bulldogs, you know, the starting unit gave up one first down in that first half, and in a dominating performance, they ended 141 yards. Most of that, well, 106 of that coming in the second half as you know, they end up with 106 yards of rushing. The quarterback Gus Winings, he ends up 7 of 21 for 41 yards and a couple interceptions tonight. And you know, they did get the running game going in that second half. Taylor Pearson, he ends up with 12 carries for 56 yards, but really not a whole lot of bright spots to say, you know, on any side of the ball for those Mountain Home Tigers. And for the Sandpoint Bulldogs, they end up with 285 yards of total offense. You know, 255 of that coming in that first half, Chris, as the Bulldogs, you know, that second team offense just really struggled to kind of get any momentum at all. But, you know, one of the bright spots, you know, Shane Sherrill comes in. He has 8 carries for 21 yards, picked up a couple first downs, you know, for that second unit. You know, but Parker Pettit, 7 of 8 through the air, 122 yards, one touchdown pass to Cody Newhart. You know, Garrett Cox, big night, 11 carries, 87 yards, 4 touchdowns. You know, Wes Benefield got his first carry for a touchdown. You know, Cody Brewster, had 2 carries for 11 yards. You know, but just a resounding performance on both sides of balls for the Bulldogs.
Well, pretty good when you can get a touchdown every 3 carries.
Right. Well, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. That's a quick and efficient night's work right there. 11 carries, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, you take some of the negatives away for the Bulldogs. You know, the kicking game kind of struggled, you know,
with
some poor snaps. And, you know, that's something I thought has been a pleasant surprise, you know, is those snaps. But, you know, we had three bad snaps tonight. Three missed extra points, and then a missed field goal, and two of those were poor snaps. So I mean, if we're gonna say something negative, I think
you're really nitpicking.
You got to work on that part. But you know, again, but defensively, you know, I think it was a defensive night, Chris, and I think you named the player of the game.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, from the word go tonight, our Mountain West Bank player of the game was shot out of a cannon. I mean, he was bringing the load every time and made, I don't know, he must have had 12 tackles in the first half all by himself. So we got Wes Benefield as the Mountain West Bank player of the game.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, he got off to a great start playing alongside his brother last year, and boy, now he's the leader of that defense, and he's shown it all year, but tonight was, I mean, he really brought the load, and he really made those guys pay.
And there's been games this year where, you know, we haven't called his name a lot because these teams are spreading them out. They're throwing it all over the place, but if your plan is you're going to run the ball up the middle, you're going to meet that number 22, and he's going to, you know, have
he's
a chance.
He's going to punish you.
He's going to punish you.
Yeah.
And he did tonight numerous times. And we thank Barry Burke for bringing the stats, for Pat back at the studios, keeping us on the air. For Jay Vandenberg, I'm Chris Chatburn. Join us next time, Friday night or Saturday. We'll see when the game is going to be, but the Bulldogs are going to be right here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Once again, the final 46-0 in favor of the Sandpoint Bulldogs. Good night.